news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Trade talks with the European Union come to a successful conclusion with word of an agreement between the U.S. and the EU. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the months-long negotiations were tough, but in the end, well worth it.
It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. It will bring stability. It will bring predictability. That's very important for our businesses on both sides of the Atlantic.
President Trump calls it a great deal. He says the Europeans have agreed to buy from and invest in the U.S.
They're going to purchase $750 billion worth of energy. So that's going to be great. And $600 billion worth of investments into the United States over and above what they have.
A 15% tariff will be levied on most imported European goods, staving off far higher import duties that both sides were anxious to avoid. In light of the agreement, Mr. Trump says future looks bright for the U.S.-EU relationship.
We're going to get along great.
The president, speaking at a joint news conference with von der Leyen in Scotland, says the EU will also be purchasing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of American military hardware, although the exact dollar figure has yet to be nailed down. Israel's military launching a limited pause in fighting in three populated areas of Gaza will last for 10 hours a day. Part of a humanitarian measure including airdrops of food. Terrorism and other charges pending against the man accused of weekend stabbing attack at a Walmart store in Traverse City, Michigan. 11 people wounded, 2 remain in serious condition. A man with a gun was among bystanders who cornered and held the suspect until the police got there. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 78 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 111 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
It is Monday morning. Good morning, folks. We are Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County about 30 minutes ago had a minor wreck, Falls Road at Seminary Avenue. So just outside the Beltway on Falls Road, you might still have a police car locally in that area. Good start with both the tunnels open on both sides, both 95 and 895. The lanes are clear. Beltway looks good. JFX, very nice right now. Very nice and wide open anywhere between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. We made a first quick check through Annapolis, and we're clear on the Bay Bridge and then on 50 all the way over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back to the mid to upper 90s. Lots of heat, lots of humidity. We'll keep the heat wave going through the middle of the week before we finally get a break on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 74 degrees. It's already 77 downtown Baltimore. It's going to be a warm day today. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland State Police investigating the death of a woman whose body they found inside a car on Interstate 695 in Baltimore County. They found her yesterday morning. State Police said they found the woman's body inside a Jeep Wrangler parked on the outer loop of I-695. They said she was lying in the back seat of the Jeep. No other details have been released. City health officials say 10 people are recovering from what they describe as a possible hazardous materials incident at a poultry processing plant in southwest Baltimore last night. The incident, which involved carbon dioxide, occurred at the Holly Poultry Plant on Wacomico Street in St. Paul. Out of the 10, 5 were taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. 5 crews evacuated 100 people from the plant. The cause of the incident remains under investigation. Baltimore City officials have opened several cooling shelters around the region as the Code Red Extreme Heat Alert remains in effect through tomorrow. City officials say Code Red Extreme Heat Alert is prompted when the temperatures are considered to be dangerous. The forecast called for today's high temp combined with the humidity to feel like 105 degrees. Residents urged to stay in the shade as much as possible and to stay hydrated and carry water wherever they go. And one person dead as a result of a Maryland Route 97 crash happened in Carroll County early Saturday morning. State police first on the scene. They confirmed that a van and a pickup truck had collided. The driver of the van died upon impact. The other driver was hospitalized. Officials have not said who was at fault. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 788. Your pick 4, 7947. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next 5 callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tyler O'Neill making a late July push.
That's right into his sweet spot.
He hits one high and deep out to left field. That turnaround, that ball is gone. Home runs in 3 straight games for Tyler O'Neill.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. O'Neill's 2-run third-inning shot, powering a 5-1 series-clinching win for the Birds yesterday over the Rockies at Camden Yards. O'Neill now 7-for-13 in his last 4 games, 3 home runs, 6 driven in.
It was a tough start for me, just not being able to, you know, execute what I was wanting to in the pregame prep, and things kind of leaked onto the field from there. So, you know, I feel like I've been working really hard with the guys in the cages, you know, really awesome hitting department here.
Birds also getting 6 solid innings from Tomo Sugano, 4 hits, 1 run allowed. A season high of 8 strikeouts for Sugano. MLB Hall of Fame induction yesterday, truly a Hall of Fame class. The inimitable Ichiro Suzuki, the immovable CC Sabathia, the Cobra Dave Parker, Richie Allen, and Billy Wagner round out the class. Pats come out today in Owings Mills for the first time this summer. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says it's time.
But the guys will be they'll be excited because they've been out there doing a lot of football where they can't really play football. And even at that, we're not going to be tackling. We may go live with the young guys at the end of practice if we have time and we feel right about it.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Bubba Wallace makes NASCAR history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Monday, July the 28th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour on your Monday morning, a woman shot multiple times in Federal Hill, which has now become a shooting gallery.
Wow.
Tulsi Gabbard versus John Brennan on Obamagate, plus much, much more. Top story here today. Remember when they were promising Tariff Mageddon?
Oh, yeah. You know, the world will end.
The world will end. The inflationary cycle that we were going to experience as a result of President Trump's tariffs was going to drive us into the economic La Brea tar pits, if you will. That has not happened. In fact, inflation is up marginally. But again, there's a lot of pressure on the Fed to lower interest rates. We'll see what they do this week at their next meeting. But yesterday, while in the UK, while in Scotland, while he was visiting Turnberry, President Trump struck a deal with the EU, our toughest trading partners besides China, and they have bent the knee to the president. The Marshall Plan is now over. Let's get to the details.
Wow. So we're going to do the following. The European Union is going to agree to purchase from the United States $750 billion worth of energy. $750 billion worth of energy. They are going to agree to invest into the United States, $600 billion.
That's $600 billion more than they're already about $150 billion, and now that's $600 more. So $750 billion in U.S. energy. What about U.S. exports, automobiles, grocery items, food, et cetera, going into the European Union? Are they going to get tariffed?
They're agreeing to open up their countries to trade at zero tariff. So that's a very big factor. Opening up their countries, all of the countries will be opened up to trade with the United States at zero tariff. And they're agreeing to purchase a vast amount of military equipment. We don't know what that number is, but it's the good news is we make the best military equipment in the world, so sort of you have to do that. I mean, until somebody tops us, which is not going to happen, we're way ahead of every other country in terms of the quality of the military equipment. You saw that recently in Iran, and you see that, unfortunately, you see that often for all the wrong reasons, right?
Zero tariffs on our exports into the European Union countries. And what about their European imports into the United States?
We are agreeing that the tariff straight across for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across tariff of 15%. So we have a tariff of 15%. We have the opening up of all of the European countries, which I think I could say were essentially closed. I mean, you weren't exactly taking our autos, you weren't exactly taking our agriculture, and then you would have smaller things, but for the most part it was closed. And now it's open. It's open for our companies to go in and do a good job with it. I think you'll like them. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, well, that's just amazing. That is a huge win. Yeah. For the president and the United States. We've got more details coming up in just a second.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker, and how was your weekend?
It was good. How about yours?
Very good, thanks.
It was 100 degrees in Tampa yesterday.
Yeah.
First time in 120 years.
Huh? Well, yeah. Sorry, a little cough in my throat.
Hotter than a foot blister, as they say.
They say that, do they?
Yes, 295 south at 175. A little slow there. It's a speed reduction southbound going down to Route 32. Everybody northbound from the Capitol Beltway looks good. Even the Capitol Beltway this morning, not bad. We've had problems a lot in the last week or so around to the American Legion Bridge. No problems there at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge on that end of the Potomac. All the lanes are open. 95 between the two beltways right now running with the lanes clear. Both the tunnels, very brief delay. Little speed reduction just forming up now on 895 southbound and will continue clear on the Beltway. Might start to fill in just a bit on the west side between Liberty Road and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Well, you've been here before. It's going to be another hot one today. The mild and muggy start. High temperatures back in the mid to upper 90s again today. Humidity returns. Heat index well over 100. And the temperatures are going to stay until the storms move into here Thursday. So we're going to be continued hot and humid all the way through at least Thursday. Right now it is 77 and sunny in Annapolis, 74 under sunny skies in Pikesville. And time for some one-liner news for you here this morning. A man in Argentina was caught naked in his own backyard on Google Street View, despite being behind a 6.5-foot fence, has successfully sued Google. My point would put up a higher fence, dude.
Well, we could put an awning over him.
Yeah, or
just carry around a large umbrella.
If you don't want your backyard plastered all over Google Street View, then do something about it. Caitlin Clark's WNBA rookie trading card sold for $600,000.
No kidding.
At auction.
Wow.
Yeah. Wonder what Sophie Cunningham is going to go for.
I would imagine those kinds of prices.
Maybe
establish herself.
Three quarters of a million. NFL's heaviest player ever. He's placed for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Desmond Watson. He's been benched until he slims down from his current weight of 449 pounds.
That's a load.
Watson is so big that whenever he's in the game, he gets a flag for too many men.
And you know, the funny part is he can run.
Yeah. No, he can. He can motor.
He's a wide receiver.
He can probably.
He's a wide receiver.
Really wide.
He's a wide load.
New position. Really wide receiver. President Trump played golf in Scotland despite hundreds of people protesting outside the golf course. The Secret Service banned the term shots while on the course. Yeah. They're using strokes instead.
See that vehicle they sent with them?
Oh, Golf Force One? That armor-plated golf cart.
No kidding.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. In case, you know, he's in trouble, they just throw him into the golf court and get him out of there. And it's armor-plated. It's like the beast version of the golf course.
I think the terrorists in Scotland, they simply throw haggis at him.
Yeah. They should, because nobody else likes it. White House has stopped Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth from attempting to root out Pentagon. You would. To root out Pentagon leakers. They're giving lie detector tests over at the Pentagon.
Really?
White House says that they wanted Defense Secretary to give a lie detector test. They would have hired Maury Povich. That'd have been the guy.
Really?
But not Pete Hegseth. You know? Vatican's attempting to spread the Catholic faith by flooding social media with pictures of hot priests.
That's a little troubling.
Yeah.
That should work.
Gives them new meaning to the term hot under the collar, doesn't it?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Did you watch Happy Gilmore 2, Chuck?
I did not. I didn't even see the first one.
Now streaming on Netflix, one critic says, only thing more boring than watching Happy Gilmore 2 is watching actual golf. Now you see, some of these guys, they just don't get it.
Story. But both of those movies, in my opinion, suck.
Well, I like the first one. I didn't see the second one yet.
I like all that stuff. Get out of here.
Fantastic Four won the box office over the weekend, $118 million. Chaos erupted into the sky on Sunday. A deranged man on a flight to Scotland threatened to blow up the plane and sent a message of death to the president and to the United States. Not a good idea, as immediately five men stood up and face-planted the dude into the aisle of the on the plane. Nobody's going to put up with that crap anymore while on the plane. First sign of problems, out you go.
It sounds like the guy that does the high-five commercial on his radio station. That guy starts going, high-five, high-five. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, at first people thought he was joking, and then he started pushing the airline staff and being aggressive towards them. The guy was big, 6 foot tall. And he was pushing these little flight attendants around. And so finally, the men on the plane said, stood up and caused him to do a face plant in the on the plane.
Perfectly reasonable response.
Yeah. And another big thing, there was in Michigan, Traverse City, over the weekend, a guy went on a stabbing spree. Did you see this little pocket knife?
Yep.
He stabbed 11 people and then a black man with a gun. who had a concealed carry weapon permit, pulled the gun and stopped him. Otherwise, the carnage could have been more.
A pocket knife?
A pocket knife. It was like a little pocket
little blade,
knife. Three-inch blade.
Blade.
Yeah, that's probably why they were surviving their wounds, most of them. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, not as deep. That guy's a Marine, I think, or was a Marine.
Yeah, was a Marine, I think. Yeah, absolutely. But, again.
A pocket knife.
Yeah.
It's just not going to
happen. Guy had a rap sheet, too, by the way, out on the street with a criminal record. That's the way it goes in America these days.
But you have to be very specific where you cut with a pocket knife in order to do some permanent damage.
I think it was just on a wilding, stabbing spree. Yeah. Just, and most of the victims, are over 80.
Yeah.
So, hi, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Coming up, more on the Marshall Plan is now over. Your thoughts on the EU trade deal after all the sky is falling warnings by the so-called economic experts and the Fed that Trump's tariffs were going to ruin America economically. The exact opposite is happening. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggle. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Monday morning, Talk Radio 680. WCBM is going to be a broiler of a day today, so particularly those with breathing problems, the elderly, make sure, and little kids, check on them, please. Make sure they stay hydrated, because otherwise it can be fatal. It can be very straightforward. It can be deadly fatal.
All right, if you'd like to join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about the EU trade deal, which was one of the biggest trading partners with the United States, besides China. This is very similar to the Japan deal without the banking part of it. The Marshall Plan is now over. That went into effect post-World War II. So nearly 80 years we have been carrying Europe. That is no longer the issue, and we will get into some of the other details here in just a moment.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Some brake lights now on 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, beginning right here where we're looking at the live shot at O'Donnell Street. So it's a speed reduction there. The traffic is going into the tunnel. And, of course, 895 is only two lanes. The Fort McHenry Tunnel is four lanes wide. So right now, no delays at the Fort Mac. I would say maybe 3 to 5 minutes southbound on 895 right now. JFX is still good. Beltway looks good. Later on, we'll check on the construction. Going to have a little problem today. The camera is out northbound 95 at Route 24, but we can see the data, and it doesn't look like they're in there yet. They normally get there about 7:15 on I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the start of your work week here today is going to be mild and muggy and hot and humid. Later on today, highs in the mid to upper 90s with a heat index of well over 100. So heat advisories in effect. Temperatures will stay hot and up around there until Thursday when we're expecting some storms to move into the area. Sunny, 76 in the city, 76 in Middle River. And we're talking about the brand new EU trade deal just announced yesterday by President Trump and Ursula von der Leyen, who heads up the EU. And in this exchange, which caught a few chuckles, von der Leyen basically saying, Trump, this is the art of the deal type stuff. He is a tough negotiator. But then Trump added his own analysis of it.
You're known as a tough negotiator and deal maker. What is in front? And fair. And what is in front of us?
That's less important.
If we are successful, I think it would be the biggest deal each of us has ever struck. So I'm very much looking forward.
Ever struck by anybody. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Right now we have that that honor goes to Japan. We just struck a deal with Japan, as you know. And we're very close to a deal with China. We really sort of made a deal with China, but we'll see how that goes. And we have numerous other deals. And mostly I'm just going to charge tariffs. And, you know, it's not a deal per se, but people are going to pay tariffs. And we're doing them at the low end, not the high end, because we don't want to hurt anybody. And pretty well, but you and I both figured this is really the biggest trading partnership in the world. So we should give it a shot, right?
Yeah. Very much looking forward to that.
Oh, thank you very much. I do, too.
How big? Well, in 2024, Bruce, it is 30% of global trade, 43% of global gross domestic product between just the United States and the EU. That's how big it is. And a rebalancing was required because they had a huge surplus. We had a huge deficit. And when you have Ursula von der Leyen basically saying, yeah, we needed a rebalance, because what was happening is the Germans, especially Volkswagen and a few other, BMW, a lot of these automakers, Mercedes-Benz, they were also they're looking at August 1st, there was a 35% tariff going to be placed on their vehicles. Yeah. They were going to take a major hit into the United States. And they all went to the head in Brussels and said, hey, you got to cut a deal here.
Yeah,
let's cut our losses. And we've had a great run. We've had a great ride for 80 years. But that's coming to an end now. And let's make the best deal that we can. And that's what they did. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. By the way, we will definitely miss a great American hero, Hulk Hogan, who passed away late last week. Overhead Shalom, may he rest in peace. Here's a question I have about this agreement. Several weeks ago, if I remember correctly, President Trump administration was going to charge a high tariff against Spain. Now, Spain is part of the EU. So my question is, with this agreement with the EU that was signed in Britain yesterday, does that mean, what are they going to do with Spain? Are they going to still keep the separate high tariff? Since Spain refused to cooperate in the first place?
Well, this EU deal encompasses Spain and includes Spain. The deal that you're referencing, I think, is the NATO deal, which was the 5%, 5% of GDP. Spain opted out of that, but so they're going to get tariffed on the NATO deal. But they are part of the EU, so this would apply to them.
Oh, okay. So they still are not off the hook as far as the NATO. Okay.
No. On NATO, they're going to have to get, unless they want to, contribute 5% of their GDP, which as of now they're not. But so they're going to get tariffs there. But the EU deal is a large package, and it includes Spain.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. We will miss Hulk Hogan. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, we will. Absolutely. What a great great American, great patriot in the Hulkster. It was a rough week last week, that is for sure. But again, all the these folks that are so-called economic experts, Bruce, are all predicting that these Trump tariffs were going to... Remember, the market struggled a little bit and then came back, and none of their so-called punditry has turned out to be accurate.
No, if you believed their punditry and you got out of the market because of that. Sorry, because you just missed a rather substantial uptick. If you stayed in and ignored it, congratulations. You played it very well.
Yeah. So it's all right. Coming up next, right after the 6:30 news, it is more on Obamagate, Tulsi versus John Brennan. We'll hear from others regarding the latest revelations as the she calls it treasonous conspiracy that was launched and the plot against a former candidate and current sitting president.
Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes looking for HVAC services. Now, with the hot summer weather facing now, it's in full swing, a hot, hot day today. It's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them online at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It is 6:30. Time for your latest news headlines on this Monday morning. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland State Police investigating the death of a woman whose body they found inside a car on Interstate 695 in Boulder County yesterday morning. State police say they found the woman's body inside a Jeep Wrangler parked on the outer loop of 695. They say she was lying in the back seat of the Jeep. No other details have been released. City health officials say 10 people are recovering from what they describe as a possible hazardous materials incident at a poultry processing plant in southwest Baltimore last night. Incident, which involved carbon dioxide, occurred at the Holly Poultry Plant. Of the 10 individuals who were evacuated, 5 were taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Fire crews evacuated 100 people from the plant. Cause of the incident remains under investigation. Baltimore City officials have opened several cooling shelters around the region as a Code Red Extreme Heat Alert remains in effect through tomorrow. City officials say Code Red Extreme Heat Alerts are prompted when the temperatures are considered to be dangerous. Forecast today calls for temperatures that will feel as high as 105 degrees. You add the heat and the humidity all together as rough breathing for those with breathing issues. Residents urged to stay in the shade as much as possible and to stay hydrated and carry water wherever they go. One person dead as a result of a Maryland Route 97 crash. It happened in Carroll County early Saturday morning. State police first on the scene. They confirmed that a van and a pickup truck collided. Driver of the van died upon impact. The other driver was hospitalized. Officials have not said who is at fault. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3 lottery number from last night, 788. Pick 4 was 7947. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
City Fire said they were heading out to a report of an accident, JFX southbound and in the area at Cold Spring Lane. Of course, we can't see it. No traffic cameras there. Speed cameras are there, but no traffic cameras. So going to have to wait till they arrive and see if we have any lane blockage. But if you're coming south through Northern Parkway, coming down from the city-county line on the expressway, heads up, we'll get you some more information as soon as we can. Filled in just a bit now on the west side beltway, so be prepared anywhere from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back to the mid to upper 90s. Lots of heat, lots of humidity. We'll keep the heat wave going through the middle of the week before we finally get a break on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Injuries are nothing new for Tyler O'Neill, and the Orioles knew it when they signed him. But when he's healthy, boy, is he something else.
That's right to his sweet spot.
And Wagner with the call on Masson. O'Neill off the IL and on a tear, leading the O's to a 5-1 win over the Rockies yesterday. Homering in all three games of the series. Manager Mancelino in the postgame.
Because of health and not being on the field, this is probably about the right time you'd expect him to get going. This is May 1st.
Orioles injury updates. Catcher Adley Rutschman and left-handed reliever Keegan Aiken to be reinstated from the injured list today. Right-handers Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells are getting closer. Bradish making his second rehab start tomorrow. Wells will make his first on Wednesday. Both will be at Bowie. It'll be full throttle at Ravens camp today. Full pad workout for the first time. Tackling included. One person happy about it is head coach John Harbaugh.
The blocks will be more realistic. You know, the ball, the carries, the punching the ball out, it'll all be more like real football, and I know they'll be excited for that.
Meanwhile, Kyle Van Noy saying one of the big keys to the Ravens this season is the little things adding up.
You get into the playoffs, those little details need to be executed at a high level. You can't just talk about it, you gotta be about it.
NASCAR 400 at the Indianapolis Speedway yesterday, Bubba Wallace making NASCAR history.
Here they come off the turn.
Wallace becoming the first black driver to win at the Brickyard. And finally, Caitlin Clark out of the lineup as her fever beat the sky anyway yesterday. 93-78 was the final. But off the court, cha-ching never misses a game. A Caitlin Clark rookie card sold for $660,000. That is a women's sports record that is 6.5 times the average salary of a WNBA player this year, which is $102,249. The time now is 6:36. When we return, should pro basketball return to Baltimore?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, it's been a little while. Good to be back.
Good to have you back.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Same to you. Hope you guys had a good weekend.
Listeners, enjoy your sportscast versus
what
I was delivering, but absolutely. Nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So one of our favorites, I'm sure, Johnny Olszewski, former Baltimore County executive, now in D.C., posted on X late last week, should pro basketball return to Baltimore? And what he's talking about is let's put Baltimore on the next WNBA expansion list. The WNBA recently announcing it expanded to Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. So my question to you is, if the WNBA returned to Baltimore, how would it do?
Depends on the quality of play.
Yeah, I thought you were going to NBA.
No. And the NBA is not coming to Baltimore.
And I would say there has to we'll wait for professional basketball in Washington still. But I would only approve it if they call them the Bullets.
Yes.
That's the only thing. But I don't know if it's going to draw flies, to tell you the truth.
Hmm. I think it will, actually. Okay. And when I say that, I don't mean it's going to sell out
the
arena.
Well, you should be in the front row, obviously.
No doubt about it. And you will not be there at all.
I will not be there.
So they're not going to get 12,000 a game, Bruce. But I think there's a call for something like that here.
When I was up in Delaware during my hiatus up there, Elena Deladon was playing at the University of Delaware at the time, and the women's basketball games were sellouts. all the time. It depends on the quality of play.
That if is a rarity.
I know.
Yeah, no, but, it is a rarity.
But you know, you get a couple of exciting players, and people won't care about gender. They're going to simply say, "I want to see that matchup." Because it's fun to watch.
I think Baltimore is a basketball town. I'm not saying they could support an NBA team, but I actually think at a 12,000 seat, Baltimore Arena, if they could get 6,000-7,000 a game, they'd probably maybe break even. I don't know, and I think they could do that.
How about the Baltimore Huns? Okay,
you've got to do that.
It's got to be that's a lot of it. Got to be the Huns.
HONS.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour at 7 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, there's some back and forth between the current DNI and the previous DNIs and others in the intelligence field. Tulsi Gabbard, after releasing basically bombshell analysis of some of the chicanery that went on during the time of John Brennan and others, said, "I'm not asking you to believe me, folks. I'm here as a DNI. I'm asking you to believe what you see. Do the research yourself. It's all in the open. And you decide exactly what happened."
In my role as the Director of National Intelligence, my job began, as I said when I came into this role, was to make sure that we are telling the truth to the American people and that we are ensuring that the intelligence community is not being politicized. So I'm not asking you to take my word for it. I'm asking you and the media to conduct honest journalism and the American people to see for yourself. I'm telling you to look at the evidence. Look at the evidence, and you will know the truth.
Now, to me, that's a fairly compelling kind of argument to make, no matter what side you're coming from. You're telling people, don't believe me, look at the evidence, you decide. By contrast, you have John Brennan pushing back on that, saying, rather than addressing that issue, saying, no, let's launch a personal attack on Tulsi instead.
She's projecting. Obviously, she's engaged in the politicization of intelligence to support Donald Trump. And so she is pointing to previous intelligence products that we put out and saying that this was a political, politically designed product. What she's trying to do is to gain the good graces of Donald Trump.
Yeah, okay, fine. So you're saying there's no there. Got it. Brennan says that Tulsi is just not interested in the truth. Again, not addressing the content of what she had to say, but instead trying to characterize her that you won't believe anything she says at all.
In a very, I think, hurried sort of exposition here of information, she puts this out. I wish she would look at the evidence. I wish she would look at the assessment. I wish she would look at the reviews that were done. But clearly, she is not interested in the facts. She's not interested in the truth. She's just interested in trying to cast aspersions at intelligence professionals who really did their best under difficult circumstances in 2016 when Russia was fully engaged in this election interference.
Oh, wait a minute. When Russia was fully engaged in election interference. Again, the analysis has been done under two administrations. Yes, Russia was engaged. However, also, Russia had no impact whatsoever because of their engagement. And when you take a look, for example, at the Facebook ads that Russia bought during some of those periods of time, they were a fraction, 1% maybe, of what both campaigns had been spending at the time. So that's a bit suspect. Gabbard says, look, again, just find the truth, period.
We've really spent the last few months since I've been on this job focused on finding the truth, very simply finding the truth to bring about transparency and accountability. So in the documents that we released last week and as well as this week, it really brings forward very clear evidence. And for those reporters who are running in different directions or not covering it all, to me, they've either read it and are afraid to tell the truth, or they haven't even read these documents at all.
Yeah, okay. They're complicit. Yeah. That's the reason why they're not covering it, because they're complicit in the Russia hoax and the cover-up and the accusations. That's the reason why the media is not shedding any tears here at all.
But I think it's fascinating that she says, don't believe me, look at the evidence,
right.
You decide.
Yeah.
And Brennan says, she's a nasty person, don't believe her. Well, but what do you say about the evidence, Mr. Brennan? Yeah. Oh, she's a nasty person, don't believe her.
Two words, lawyer up.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Two words, Chuck Whitaker.
Thank you very much, JFX.
Well, that's probably
again,
like three words.
There may be a wreck
in the area between Northern Parkway and Cold Spring Lane. It was said before, can't see it. No traffic cameras in the area. Last camera is back at the city-county line. So far, haven't heard any chatter from Baltimore City Fire, but we're waiting to see if there is an update that comes in. Again, that would be the JFX southbound, somewhere in the area of Cold Spring Lane. Some debris is reported on the roadway. Harford County, Route 24 could be affected here on both sides of the roadway. It's in the area of Greer Nursery Road in the upper part of Route 24, so the local traffic there, watch for that. 895 now, brake lights beginning around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95 is still clear with a little slowing at the top of the hill going south at the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild, muggy start to the day. The high temperatures are back, mid to upper 90s, heat index well over 100. It's going to be that way next several days until the storms move into the area on Thursday. Right now, sunny, 79 already in Stevensville, 77 in Dundalk. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hey, what happened?
So the Baltimore Banner has put out a ranking of the Old Bay best Old Bay flavored snacks to try.
All right.
Here in Maryland. Is there something you put Old Bay on that is just unusual?
I don't use much Old Bay.
You don't use much Old Bay at all?
No. It burns my mouth.
Okay. So a little bit of heat there. I put it on French fries. I put it in salmon cakes, crab cakes. I use Old Bay a lot. Chuck, do you use Old Bay or J.O.'s or anything?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. I just made steamed shrimp the other night and used almost a whole can.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
I have a quick update if you don't mind.
Sure.
Report of an outer loop wreck. I'm just getting over to it now. Outer loop, I-70, overturned vehicle, right lane, maybe right around Security Boulevard. We get chart, once again, to turn the camera to the left. We'll be able to see it. The camera at I-70 is out. Go ahead.
All right, very good. So here's some of the snacks featuring Old Bay. Now, these are outliers. The Seasoned Olive in Fells Point sells the Old Bay-covered chocolate crab, which I've never tried it, but I would.
Okay.
Old Bay Goldfish tend to sell out fast. There's the Maryland Monroe Beef Jerky, which has got Old Bay in it. That is finishes out of the top six. Here they are. Number six, Fisher's Old Bay Caramel Popcorn. Okay. Good stuff. Have you ever read it? Very good. You can get that at Fisher's, or you could order it online. Fifth place, the Virginia Diner Old Bay Seasoned Peanuts. Have you had those?
No,
I've not.
Yeah, those are good. Just a little bit salty for me. Then fourth place, Cali Bagels, Old Bay Bagel Chips. Not potato chips. These are bagel chips. Chips. Pretty good. If you've ever tried those, of course. There's the third place, Utz's Crab Chips. I think of all the Old Bay seasoned crab chips, Utz has the best.
Okay.
There are others out there, but Utz is the Cadillac. Second place is Old Bay Goldfish. Okay. Not too tart, not too oniony, we're told. But here we go. This is first place, according to the Baltimore Banner, Hare's Old Bay Seasoned Cheese Curls. You know, regular cheese curls?
Yep.
Instead of just the cheese, it has the Old Bay flavoring as well. And they say, this is the clear winner. The curls by far have the best balance of Old Bay with just enough seasoning to give the cheese a good kick. So I have not tried those yet. Now I'm going to have to try the Hare's Old Bay Seasoned Cheese Curls.
We're talking about cheeses here.
You know, maybe we'll bring those in tomorrow.
Enjoy yourself.
Sometime this week.
Enjoy.
You would not try one?
I'm not big on Old Bay. It's not something
I'm not big on that, whatever that was, tofu you were spreading last week.
It wasn't tofu.
It was toe cheese.
Toe cheese.
It was toe something. It's very chewy. It was unidentifiable fruit.
Yes. What
was it, apricot or something?
Apricots.
Oh, apricots.
Those are the apricots.
Okay.
The non-sulfured apricots.
Right.
Which to me tastes just like other apricots, but, you know.
Okay, so there you have it. If you have a favorite dish, let us know. But Old Bay, we should try it on. My son puts it on his French fries. He loves it on his French fries.
I can see that.
Yeah,
it's still not. It's just not.
I've had people see. I've put it on mashed potatoes before.
Okay.
Some people include it in their coating
on
their fried
here.
Chicken. Yeah. Like you do fried chicken or fried shrimp, whatever. Some people put it in their frying.
I just put some
in their seasoning.
Salmon on my Blackstone.
I tell you what I do. I also put it in, I make a really good chicken cutlet. Mm-hmm. Okay, get your nice chicken, you pound it, and then you in your breading with flour and everything else, besides your seasoning of garlic, salt, and pepper, you throw some Old Bay in there. It really heats it up a little bit. Takes it up a notch, as Emerald used to say.
My daughter did some time, about a month or so. Over in Spain, in Burgos, with a friend when she was in high school. And she took some Old Bay with her, and the son would put it on a cereal in the morning.
Okay. I could see that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I could.
You see?
You need something to negate the sugar, that's for sure. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:49. It's 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I think we have a couple more Tulsi cuts here.
Yes, exactly. John Brennan said that Tulsi is lying about what she found.
Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she may be impaired on the ethics front, certainly, but she's not impaired on the intellect front. And so I can only presume that she is doing this intentionally mischaracterizing, misrepresenting, and lying about what she has found.
Okay, again, this is an attack on Tulsi Gabbard and not an attack on the content of what
right.
she had to say.
Yeah, it's attack the messenger. It's a simple yeah. Democrats. And if anybody's got a lying problem, you have Brennan in front of Congress, and I think it's a slam dunk perjury charge. There, I really do.
Yeah, and final from Tulsi Gabbard, he says, you look at the Democrats and how this is being played out. They lie. They're trying to hide what happened, and they're going to keep lying. They're going to keep attacking people personally who bring out the truth.
They don't want the American people to know the truth, but also they recognize the mainstream media's complicity in this, right. that they were fed early lines from this manufactured false intelligence assessment that President Obama ordered, that John Brennan and James Clapper created without any vetting. Without any actual journalistic integrity of looking at what they were being fed. They received it, and they printed it almost immediately. And then they went on to double down and triple right. down on this over the next several years.
Yeah. In other words, the press is not the watchdog in that case. They're the lapdog of the Democrats and will do anything the Democrats say they should do.
Yeah. They're best at being used to pick up doggy droppings, I think.
Yep.
Coming up, Federal Hill residents are fearful as area shootings continue to rise, including over the weekend, a woman was shot multiple times on Charles Street in Federal Hill.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Mackenzie will be off this week. She's tying the knot.
Oh.
She and her fiance are being married this week, so she'll be not this Thursday, but the following Thursday she will be back. Paz has written, as it turns out, the Obama-led Marxist movement did Putin's work by attempting to steal the election, bring down the Trump administration. If there is a Russian stooge, it's Obama. But Obama will not be held accountable. The question is whether any of his underlings are charged for their crimes so the greatest scandal in U.S. history is not repeated. Be listening to the MAGA Movement Update. We may have an answer for you from the CIA Director, John Ratcliffe.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Again, here is Sean Casey's personal underling. It's Chuck Whitaker.
He could only wish. He could only wish that nobody read this. The outer loop of the Beltway, there's supposed to be an overturned vehicle at I-70 Security Boulevard, but we're looking at the traffic that's sitting up here north of Dogwood Road because they won't turn the camera to the left. All right?
Sound like Horace Cosell for just a second.
I'm asking because
they normally ignore anything coming from WCBM when you say turn to the left.
Yeah.
Well, that's beside it. But we're trying to get a look at it. The camera at I-70 is out. I'm trying to get a look at it. Here comes a state highway truck or whatever it is down the right side. You got to keep in mind this section of the Beltway right here between Liberty Road and where this wreck is, there's no shoulder available. So if you're sitting in that big building, you have all these cameras on the wall, and you're sitting there going, I wonder why the Beltway is backed up right above Liberty Road and Security Boulevard. I don't know. Maybe we should change the camera.
And that's actually how they talk, folks. That's exactly their voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got to be. I can't go any further. I'll please. Get I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you need to sharpen your aim, Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, mild and muggy. High temperatures back into the mid to upper 90s today. Humidity returns. Heat index well over 100. The temperatures stay up all the way till Thursday. We're expecting maybe some storms there. Partly cloudy, 77 in Ocean City. Sunny, 76 in Millersville. Over the weekend, a 39-year-old woman was shot multiple times on Charles Street in Federal Hill, just a few feet away from where officers were standing by. A man was detained as a person of interest. No charges have yet been filed. That woman is now recovering from her wounds at the hospital. And this is the recent pattern of very troubling in Federal Hill. In May of this year, a 30-year-old man shot in an early morning incident nearby. A rolling drive-by shooting on Charles Street injured an innocent resident. And two deadly shootings have occurred recently in Federal Hill. One was the 24-year-old death of Christian Light from escalating gunfire. In October 27th, you might remember 19-year-old Cameron Holt shot in her vehicle and killed after an argument that led to a shootout. So residents are calling for change, but good luck with that. Because what you have running Annapolis, what you have running Baltimore City, are pro-criminal friendly, progressive Marxist Democrats like Governor Wes Moore, like the current crop of elected officials in Annapolis, and Mayor Brandon Scott, who thinks his GVS strategy. Now, I think they've now expanded that to South Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken, which would include Federal Hill. But here's one resident. Her name is Jenna. She says, it's just awful living there.
My friends and I, like, we like to go out here at night, and it's just so scary knowing that, like, we could be walking home and, you know, we could get shot.
But we keep hearing from the mayor that we keep hearing that, oh, yeah, things are getting better. Homicides are down. Non-fatal shootings are down. Oh, but there is this U.S. News and World Report article last week that came out. Baltimore, the fourth most dangerous city in the country. And Jenna says things in Federal Hill are getting worse.
It's definitely gotten worse, I think, over the last few years. And I have stopped going out as much, especially on the weekends.
So if people that are living there aren't going out, I mean, you think people that don't live there are coming down to Baltimore to visit? I used to go to Federal Hill.
All the time.
There are some nice restaurants down there, but I haven't been to Federal Hill
down there
in years. And I know a lot of other people that are looking for places to go out in the county.
based on what's happening in Federal Hill. And she's appealing to her elected officials on the city council and the mayor. But good luck, because I think much of what you're saying falls on deaf ears.
Yep. I don't know if it needs to go like higher up to like the mayor or even, you know, state government. I guess something has to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. I wonder what it'll be. How about new elected officials from a different party with a different approach? Just a thought.
No, they'll continue this same troubling voting pattern, and we get the same voting patterns or the same issues. Once again, crime, whether it be juvenile crime. I think someone's playing fast and loose with the statistics in Baltimore City. Crumbling infrastructure, an education system which is an abject failure. Trash strewn all over the streets. Just even on the walk from M&T Bank up to Royal Park at Camden Yards, overgrown underbrush and just trash everywhere. It is unfortunately a dirty city, and you're going to have somebody's got to come in and clean things up. But you know, maybe the residents eventually will wake up. Who knows?
Who knows? Perhaps not likely, but perhaps. Hey, if you're having trouble with your hearing, or maybe a loved one is having trouble with their hearing, you're missing particular sounds, missing the sound of the birds chirping in the morning, you're missing pieces of your favorite song. You can't hear somebody speak as clearly in a crowded room as you used to be able to. Well, imagine losing those abilities. It is very difficult. It takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been now for 45 years plus. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We have a deal. President Trump announcing a trade deal with the European Union.
It's a good deal for everybody, I believe.
Mr. Trump says the agreement imposes a 15% tariff on goods imported from the EU. Also, the Europeans will no longer have to buy so much oil and natural gas from Russia.
The European Union is going to agree to purchase from the United States $750 billion worth of energy. $750 billion worth of energy. They are going to agree to invest into the United States $600 billion more than their investing already.
The president says Europe will also buy a lot of military hardware from the U.S. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the pact is a win-win. It's good for both parties. Police in Traverse City, Michigan, holding a suspect in the weekend knife attack at a Walmart store. Dr. Tom Skirmerhorn, chief medical officer at Munson Medical Center, says initially 11 people were brought in, with six initially in critical condition.
I'm happy to report one patient has been treated and released. Now we have 10 remaining patients, two who remain in serious condition, and the others have progressed to fair condition.
The suspect will face terrorism and other charges. Bystanders, one of them armed, collared the suspect until police could get there. Israel has agreed to a daily pause in military operations in Gaza so that humanitarian relief, including food, can be delivered to civilians. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 35 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time.
The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The two right lanes on the Beltway are blocked. Outer loop right before Security Boulevard. There are two fire department units there. There's a medic unit there, state police, state highway. Everybody's there. So after Liberty Road, when you get down to Windsor Mill Road, you need to be to the center and the left-hand lane. I still have not seen the vehicle. The initial report said the vehicle was overturned on the outer loop in this area. But there's a lot of equipment here, and it's going to be here for a while. And, of course, this section of the Beltway, no shoulder is available, so we're backed up all the way back to 795. We'll get an impact on 795 as well for the traffic south from Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back to the mid to upper 90s. Lots of heat, lots of humidity. We'll keep the heat wave going through the middle of the week before we finally get a break on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, now Hunt Valley already 76 degrees, Middle River 77. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This news being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Baltimore City officials have opened several cooling shelters throughout the town as the Code Red Extreme Heat Alert remains in effect through tomorrow. City officials say the Code Red Extreme Heat Alert is prompted when temperatures are considered to be dangerous. Forecast today calls for high temperatures combined with the humidity to feel like 105 or 110 degrees. Residents urge to stay in the shade as much as possible and to stay hydrated and carry water wherever they go. One person dead, a result of a Maryland Route 97 crash, happened in Carroll County early Saturday morning. State police were first on the scene, confirmed that a van and a pickup truck had collided. The driver of the van died upon impact. The other driver was hospitalized. Officials have not said who was at fault. The Baltimore Streetcar Museum has received city funding to build a new campus at a former Maryland and PA roundhouse near its current campus location on Falls Road. The $165,000 that the museum is receiving from Baltimore will enable the museum to begin initial work by buying the roundhouse that was built in 1910. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Hey, speaking of cool, that was a cool performance yesterday by Tomo Sugano, pitching six solid innings against the Rockies yesterday.
2-2 to Jordan Beck. Right there for strike three. A
sinker freezes back. Strikeout number 7 for Sugano.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Sugano breaking a stretch of 7 starts with a 7.88 earned run average, leading the Birds to a 5-1 win yesterday over Colorado. The Ravens were back at, or will be back at it this afternoon in Owings Mills. Cornerback Jair Alexander, a top offseason free agent acquisition by Baltimore, getting off to a great start both on the field and at the mic.
I mean, I'm in love. You know, what can I say? The weather's great. The fans are great. I mean, the city's great. So I think I'm in a great place.
Everything's great, and that kind of enthusiasm echoed by Lamar as well.
How can we get better? You know, how can we make the Baltimore City even more happier? You know, we having regular season success. We're making it to the playoffs, but we got to get to that dance, like I said, and it starts here.
And finally, Ichiro taking aim at the lone writer who kept him off the Hall of Fame ballot in his acceptance speech yesterday in Cooperstown.
3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers. Well, all but one of you.
The lone rider to keep him from a unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley with a revealing admission. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can connect with us here on The Morning Drive at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The Morning Drive email is themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, the Democrats start to kind of sort out their 28 hopes. And it's not very good. Biden's missing children scandal, believe it or not, gets worse. We've got the details, but guess who's talking? Ghislaine Maxwell is talking. I happened to rewatch, if you've never seen it, it's called Surviving Jeffrey Epstein. I think it's on Prime. I can't remember which channel. It's 4 episodes. They're about 40 minutes long. And it's well worth it to go back and see just how much of a monster he was, she is, Ghislaine Maxwell, and a bunch of the others that were never charged. There were about 4 or 5 others that were never charged in this international sex trafficking ring, which is what they did to these young girls, some as young as 14, is unconscionable.
Yeah.
And, of course, he paid with his life. And Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison for 20 years, but currently working on a deal, we hear.
Well, she talked a lot, apparently. She was given a list of about 100 names, Sean, that she went through. And she said, yep, nope, and went through all of them. I guess she's being offered some form of immunity for this and perhaps some further considerations as well. Her lawyer yesterday, David Marcus is the guy's name, said that this is the first opportunity that she's actually had to say, yeah, I'm glad you're asking me questions. Let me give you some answers.
This was the first opportunity she's ever been given to answer questions about what happened. And so the truth will come out about what happened with Mr. Epstein, and she's the person who's answering those questions.
I got to tell you, I was floored when that statement was made. The first time she's had to answer questions, I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, I think that when you go through, when you watch this documentary, he's sort of like a man boy, but he was very good at manipulating people. He manipulated wealth. He manipulated young girls. But she was the mastermind. She's the one that set up this entire network of acquiring young models, girls with vulnerabilities. She basically knows the whole process, the whole network. And I think think she was the one that ran it?
Well, it could very well be, because she sure was competent to go through the 100 names. But again, Jonathan Turley, who's a constitutional law expert, teaches constitutional law down in D.C., he said it's amazing for him as well to find out that she never actually sat down and answered a whole series of questions. She was, in essence, an untapped resource in this whole Epstein story.
She appears to be untapped as to her account. Now, keep in mind, she's the one who knows the most. In every one of these pictures, she's in the background. And so the fact that she is untapped is remarkable. And I expect that there are lots of powerful husbands around the world right now spontaneously buying gifts for their wives.
Yeah, you know, I suspect he's right on that. There are probably a lot of powerful people who are saying, oh, God, she's talking. I'm in trouble now. And that could very well prove to be the truth.
Yeah, but we're not talking about someone that's having an affair, okay?
No.
All right, that's a whole separate issue. That's a moral issue, maybe even a legal one from a divorce perspective. We're talking about
underage girls.
Underage girls as young as 14, the trafficking in them as sex slaves, and then, of course, the behavior that many of these men had with these young girls.
And there are people as famous as, I think it was Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew.
Who got
Virginia Giuffre had said that she had at least three occasions.
Yeah, so and she was underage.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, more coming up from Jonathan Turley on this issue, and also from Ilya Shapiro, who weighs in on that and more. It's 7:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBO on a Monday morning. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Right, there's a new wreck in Howard County. Heads up, northbound 95. It's between 216 and Route 32. The camera 216 is out, but the camera at Route 32 is on southbound, and we can tell they're looking at the northbound wreck. So the word is right now the left-hand lane is blocked on 95 northbound, so the heads-up would be between 198 and Route 32. You'll stay to the right. Big wreck here on the Beltway, outer loop before Security Boulevard. Some of the equipment is starting to move away from the scene, but in the meantime, the fire department and the state police are still blocking the right side of the roadway, so we're only getting the center and the left-hand lane through. Backed up all the way back to 795. I looked at 795, not yet back to McDonough Road, but the Beltway is starting to back up towards the bridge at 140 at Reisterstown Road. So again, once you get south of Liberty and get down to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy, but then it's going to be hot and humid. Mid to upper 90s, heat index well over 100 today, so be prepared, dress coolly. Right now, sunny 78 in Dundalk, 78 in Arnold. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, of course, we're talking about the Epstein case, and the reason why it's relevant, again, because I know we've spent a lot of time on this, but you have the Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche. Mm-hmm. This isn't some underling, some low-level investigator. This is the Deputy Attorney General sitting down for a day and a half with Ghislaine Maxwell, and you know, she apparently answered every question. Yeah. They mentioned 100 names. She was seen going back into her prison with a big box, looked like it was filled with files. Don't know what that's all about. I have no idea. I'm not going to speculate. And apparently it is being reported she is being given limited immunity in exchange for her testimony. We'll see what, if anything, that bears fruit. But what it might do, it might throw open the investigation from square one. Because remember, Epstein was charged in 2008, got basically a slap on the wrist. He got 18 months, and he got out 6 months early. And for the again, and then he was caught again after the victims and their attorneys never gave up the pursuit of Jeffrey Epstein. But they're all after President Trump on this. This is what the Democrats are trying to tie to him. And here is what he said. About was he given a heads up on Ghislaine Maxwell or Epstein?
No, I was never briefed.
Never given a heads up, never briefed on the Epstein case or the Epstein files. And then he was asked, would he pardon Ghislaine Maxwell?
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell? If
it's something I haven't thought about. I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
But you wouldn't rule it out, sir.
Why has the dollar...
Yeah, he certainly has the pardon power, but he is not contemplating that. It hasn't even been raised as of yet. And then, you know, the feeding frenzy of the media keep, pointing at Donald Trump. Because, look, you ought to be looking at other people, not me, because I've never been to the island.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. What I do want to say is that Todd is a great attorney. But you ought to be speaking about Larry Summers. You ought to be speaking about some of his friends that are hedge fund guys. They're all over the place. You ought to be speaking about Bill Clinton, who went to the island 28 times. I never went to the island.
Do you maintain you did not write a letter for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday?
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot. All you have to do is take a look at the dossier, the fake dossier. Everything's fake with that administration. Everything's fake with the Democrats. Take a look at what they just found about the dossier. Everything is fake. They're a bunch of sick people. Where did you see the people laying outside?
Right across your...
Yeah, what he's talking about, the island. The island is an island that Epstein bought, which was Little St. James in the U.S. Virgin Islands. It was nicknamed Little St. Jeff after Jeffrey. That is where these young girls could not escape. They were brought there. They were captive. They were slaves. Bill Clinton visited that island 28 times. Okay? Prince Andrew was at that island once. There were other places where these young girls were molested. At his mansion, it was given to him by Les Wexner, the CEO of Victoria's Secret, the limited company. Just gave it to him. Biggest piece of real estate in Manhattan. And why is the question. Then there is, of course, Palm Beach, on Palm Beach Island. He had a place there. Then there was the ranch out in New Mexico. So all of this is maybe starting from scratch again. We'll have to wait and see what, if anything, she proffers. As to the Obamagate, John Ratcliffe, the CIA director, was on with Maria Bartiromo, and there might be some criminal referrals coming from the Obama underlings.
So what I think I hear you saying is there is still an opportunity for indictments, potential prosecutions, accountability from those people who may have lied under oath, like John Brennan, James Comey, and perhaps Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's why I've made the referrals that I have. DNI Gabbard has made referrals.
Yeah.
And why we're going to continue to share the intelligence that would support the ability of our Department of Justice to make fair and just, bring fair and just claims against those who have perpetrated this hoax against the American people and this stain on our country.
Also, Ratcliffe says he plans to declassify parts of the Durham report.
Part of what came out last week was about how John Brennan, Clapper, Comey, they all pushed the known fake Steele dossier into intelligence community assessments and as the basis for Crossfire Hurricane and all that. But what hasn't come out yet and what's going to come out is the underlying intelligence that I have spent the last few months making recommendations about final declassification and sent that to the Department of Justice that will come out in the John Durham report classified annex. And what that intelligence shows, Maria, is that part of this was a Hillary Clinton plan, but part of it was an FBI plan to be an accelerant to that fake Steele dossier, to those fake Russia collusion claims by pouring oil on the fire, by amplifying the lie and burying the truth of what was what Hillary Clinton was up to.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see. There's more, another shoe to drop this week. And he was also asked before he left for Turnberry, Scotland, by the press, does Obama have immunity? Do you think Obama will be indicted? Will Obama be charged because he was the ringleader?
It probably helps him a lot. The immunity ruling. But it doesn't help the people around him at all.
Yeah, so he basically said that the immunity ruling that came out last year from the Supreme Court helped Obama a lot, and that Obama owes President Trump for that. All right, lots more to come, folks. Stay tuned. 7:21, day 190 of the Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, it's 7:21, and more on the Epstein files and Obamagate still to come here on the program on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property, We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 7:23 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Still working on the wreck on the outer loop right before Security Boulevard with the State Police and the Fire Department still there. Only two lanes are getting by. It's the center and the left-hand lane. So the traffic coming down from Liberty Road, when you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill, you need to squeeze in there. And with that center lane open and the left-hand lane open, that's it. Because of the construction, no other lanes are available. State Highway truck just rolled in there, and they're doing something else now at the scene. So we're making a little progress, but there's a big backup from there that goes back to 795. Some slowing with the normal delays, heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. There's a new wreck in Prince George's County, BW Parkway southbound at Riverdale Road. That's south of the Capitol Beltway, and you might be a little bit slow. I think the lanes are back open again, but there was a wreck on 95 northbound after Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, mild, muggy start today. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast says it's going to heat up, and that heat index is going to be well over 100 as we hit the mid to upper 90s with the humidity factor. You put that all in, and it's going to be very hot and uncomfortable. Close is the word. Very close.
Very, very close.
Very close. Yeah. And we've got to stay that way all the way till Thursday until we see some storms. Right now, sunny, 78 in Pasadena, 76 in Parkville.
We've been wondering exactly what did Glenn Maxwell gain from talking now with the federal government. Jonathan Turley says that she was not given, the argument is going to be, she was not given the same deal offer that Epstein was given, and they're going to ask for basically a get-out-of-jail-free card because of that. He says it's not likely, but it could happen.
They're saying that she did not get the benefit of the deal that Epstein struck, and that subsumed her case as well. That is a get-out-of-free-jail card if they win. Now, it's a long shot, but it is by no means frivolous.
No, it's a long shot. But, you know, it could happen. It could happen with the right judge in the right circumstance. Turley says that there are those still in the mix here when it comes to other issues that are rather specifically at risk that might maybe unavoidable. One of them, of course, is James Clapper. Another one of them is John Brennan.
The thing to keep in mind is the timeline. It was earlier in 2016 that John Brennan briefed President Obama to say that Hillary Clinton was planning to hit Trump with a Russian collusion conspiracy theory. So he knew that. So did Obama. And then at the end of the term, right before Trump comes in, they rushed this new assessment, which essentially flipped the earlier assessment and seeded the basis for the Russian investigation. And it worked. But now you've great vulnerability for people like Brennan.
Yeah, people like Brennan, people like Clapper, and Clapper, of course, has a response you would expect.
I'll lawyer you up, I suppose. Already have. We've had sort of perpetual attorneys since I left the government in 2017.
Now, he is one of the individuals who, of course, was key in developing this manufactured intelligence. This is basically, you have a nice pretend story, and you build a nice pretend backstory to it. It's like something you see on a spy movie on TV when you're watching Netflix or Prime. Eli Shapiro says that intel under Obama operated differently from the traditional kind of intel.
Russiagate. Who knew it, mm-hmm. and what did they know when? Even if it's not Obama directly implicated, and he, of course, has some immunity protections as well, this does not look good for the intelligence agencies under Obama. What were they advising him? Did they say later that it went in, but then it turns out it didn't come in, and vice versa? So there's some real fire there, not just the smoke.
Yeah, not just smoke. There's fire there, and the fire is under individuals like John Brennan, which is part of why John Brennan is striking out on a personal level against some members of this administration. It's part of why John Brennan is going after Tulsi Gabbard. He wants to delegitimize those individuals who would bring weight to the accusations against him.
Yeah, well, Brennan, of course, is key. He's up there along with Clapper,
yep.
Comey, Susan Rice, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok. By the way, he deleted all of his posts over on X over the weekend.
What a surprise.
Yeah, all of them have been deleted now because now they realize they may be in trouble. I mean, before they were flaunting it. They were just basically saying, catch me if you can.
Wait, they think that nobody's taken a screenshot ever?
Lisa Monaco, Mary McCord, the names go on and on and on. All of these people need to be held accountable. Now, I don't know if Obama ever will be, but if he's participating in the cover-up post-presidency, then that would be interesting.
Yeah, I don't think he is at legal risk, but you know what? For clarity for the American people.
He's at legal risk if he's committing crimes after being president.
Yeah, the claim of immunity is going to be a hard one to overcome.
Only if acts as president.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see indeed. All right, Rescue Natural Supplements. I want to remind you, 3 days left in the Christmas and July sale. Just 3 days. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And we've got supplements already marked down 50, 60, up to 73%. Heavily discounted already at the website, res-q.com. And I'm going to save even more in just a second. And all you need to do is check out your orders, what you like, at the website, res-q.com. Or if you already know what supplement that you like, then you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. And I want you to use this coupon code, because on top of these heavily discounted nutraceuticals, the coupon code 10MORE, 10 M-O-R-E, get you $10 off your order, and you get free shipping till tomorrow night. So that's going to even save you more. $10 more plus free shipping. Already heavily discounted. Christmas July sale ends this Wednesday. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or order at res-q.com. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland State Police investigating the death of a woman whose body they found inside a car on I-695 in Baltimore County yesterday morning. State Police say they found the woman's body inside a Jeep Wrangler parked on the outer loop. They say that she was lying in the back seat of the Jeep. No other details have been released. City health officials say 10 people are recovering from what they describe as a possible hazardous materials incident at a poultry processing plant in southwest Baltimore last night. Incident which involved carbon dioxide occurred at the Holly Poultry Plant on Wicomico. Of the 10, 5 were taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Fire crews evacuated some additional 100 people from the plant. The cause of the incident remains under investigation. Baltimore City officials have opened several cooling shelters around the region as this Code Red Extreme Heat Alert remains in effect through tomorrow. City officials say Code Red Extreme Heat Alerts are prompted when the temperatures are considered to be dangerous. Forecast calls for today's high temp combined with the humidity in the air to feel like about 105 degrees outside. Residents urged to stay in the shade as much as possible and stay hydrated and carry water wherever they go. One person dead as a result of the Maryland Route 97 crash happened in Carroll County early Saturday morning. State police first on the scene. They confirmed that a van and a pickup truck had collided. Driver of the van died on impact. The other driver was hospitalized. Officials have not said yet who is at fault. And the Baltimore Streetcar Museum has received city funding to build a new campus at a former Maryland and PA roundhouse near its current campus location on Falls Road. The $165,000 the museum is receiving from Baltimore will enable the museum to begin initial work by buying the roundhouse that was built in 1910. Coming up on 732, pick 3 lottery number 788, pick 4 7947, and next, it's traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
733 right now. Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the state highway truck just pushed this vehicle that was involved in the wreck outer loop before security. They got him uprighted and moved him over, pushed him out of the lane. But we still have two of the right lanes blocked on the outer loop before security boulevard. So now they have to hook this vehicle up and eventually get it out of there. So we're still backed up all the way back to 795. And it may be a while before they get this other lane open. Right now, still just the center and the left-hand lane. You'll have delays going into both the harbor tunnels. Typical ride there. JFX has been okay. We've reported some earlier debris in the roadway in Harford County on Route 24 at Greer Nursery Road, and that roadway is back open again. That debris has been cleared from the highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back to the mid to upper 90s. Lots of heat, lots of humidity. We'll keep the heat wave going through the middle of the week before we finally get a break on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Trade rumors continue to heat up in and around the Orioles clubhouse. ESPN's Buster Olney reporting over the weekend the Padres in discussions with the Birds regarding Charlie Morton. The New York Post reporting the San Diego's interest in outfielder Ramon Laureano. Steve Adams of MLB Trade Rumors reporting the Cubs' interest in setup man Sir Anthony Dominguez. The Birds have already traded two bullpen arms, Brian Baker to the Rays, and Greg Soto over the weekend to the Mets. Elsewhere in baseball, this past Friday night, we can't let this slip by. Perhaps the greatest game at the plate in MLB history, authored by Athletics first baseman, rookie Nick Kurtz.
Swing and a drive, deep to left! He's done it four times!
What a magical night for the Big Amish!
Kurtz finished the night 6-for-6 with 8 runs batted in, 6 runs and 19 total bases, and was a few feet shy of the first 5-homer game in MLB history. The 22-year-old did it in just his 66th Major League game. The reason why they call him the Big Amish is because he's from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and he went to Manheim Township High School. So not quite local, but local. Ravens camp goes full throttle. Pads coming out for the first time today. Nice back and forth over the weekend between All-Pro Kyle Hamilton and the rookie Malachi Starks. Hamilton first on where Starks is in his career compared to Hamilton at the same time in his career.
You know, I think he knows the playbook more than I did. He's confident out there. He's talking, and he's just so willing to learn and be a sponge, and, you know, it's very admirable for somebody his age.
Malachi's response after hearing those comments from Kyle Hamilton.
I think he's generous. But I think he
I said there's, like, there's levels, you know, and Kyle's, he's on that top level. And I think just to be able to learn from him, I think, like...
A stark admission by Terps head football coach Mike Loxley in Vegas this past week, a Big Ten Media Day, trying to navigate the new landscape in college division of pro football. Last year was tough for the seventh-year head coach. Here's the soundbite from Loxley.
I can tell you last year was tough on me as a coach because for the first time, those really strong relationships were questioned because I had to decide whether to pay a freshman coming in or take care of a veteran player that helped me go to three bowl games and have success and do something that hadn't been done in 130 years.
And that was with NIL money. Imagine how much harder it'll be now that schools are paying players directly. The time now is 7:37. When we return, perhaps the greatest rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I say the greatest rendition, tongue firmly planted in cheek. I don't know if you guys played this last week or not, to be honest, but Ozzy Osbourne passed away at the age of 76 from Parkinson last week.
Right.
Take you back to August 17th of 2003. Ozzy Osbourne at the mic, the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field, Cubs and the Dodgers. Not an intelligible word.
Sounds like Ozzy had a few brewskis.
And some other stuff, too, perhaps. His wife was right there next to him.
I heard a version of his cover of the Beatles' In My Life. It almost was as bad.
Oh, and what a great song,
It was a great song, but yeah, it just, look, may he rest in peace. Great performer, but not everybody's cut out for every song like that, that's for sure.
Clearly.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:38, White House Deputy. Look, people keep asking me about Epstein. Why am I... And the common theme that you'll find here is I'm really concerned about our nation's precious resources, and there are children.
Yeah.
Okay? So there were underage girls involved with Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and power brokers, politicians, royalty, you name it. There are children being mutilated in hospitals, except that's getting better. And there are children that were allowed to come into this country unaccompanied and were picked up by nonprofits and placed in... just unsafe environments is just off the charts. And so that's the common theme I have here. I just have a very soft spot for children. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said July 25th that the Biden regime released 450,000 unaccompanied migrant children to the United States, far higher than the previous reports of 300,000. In a post on X over the weekend, Miller claimed that 90% of the addresses the Biden regime recorded for unaccompanied migrant children were either fake, false, or abandoned. And Miller's remarks come as congressional testimony continues to raise alarms about how the Biden-era regime, Health and Human Services, how they handled unaccompanied minors. We played for you last week counter-trafficking expert Ali Hopper testifying about the hotline. Remember that? 65,000 calls on the hotline, many of them went unanswered. In fact, all of them went unanswered. They were complaining everything about stale bread and being abused. One child's call was reported that grown men were coming into the room at night and they were touching him. Nothing happened with that call. And Tara Lee Rodas, she worked at HHS. She was in charge of placing these children into homes where hopefully they were going to be taken care of properly. They were sheltered, they were fed, they were given medical treatment. Here's what she recently told Congress last week.
But in some zip codes, less than 10% of the children went to family members. This is unacceptable. When I raised my hand to help the Biden administration with this crisis, I believed I was going to help place children in loving homes. I had no idea that we were sending children to criminals, to traffickers, and to members of transnational criminal organizations. So the Biden-Harris failed open border policy allowed bad actors into the country. Transnational criminal organizations, foreign terrorist organizations, MS-13, 18th Street Gang, and we know they are sponsors of children.
It's unconscionable what Biden and his ilk did to children during their 4 years. In fact, the Trump administration has now located over 13,000 unaccompanied minors. Been located by HHS and ICE. They've arrested 422 sponsors and are currently under investigation for abuse of children. That is just mind-boggling. But the good news here is that the minor mutilations, Bruce, may be slowly coming to an end. Three hospitals have announced they will no longer perform the gender transition operations. And they are Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., last week said no more will they perform it. Children's Hospital in Los Angeles closed its gender-affirming care center a week ago. And Kaiser Permanente says they will pause gender-affirming surgeries for young patients starting next month. Sadly, Johns Hopkins still performs gender mutilations on minors here in Baltimore, so we got to put the pressure on them. And finally, how much slavery is in California? Well, according to a Republican probe aimed at finding out after ICE raid has uncovered child labor abuse rings in Gavin Newsom state. They found in one case 10 juveniles, 8 of whom were alone, who were being trafficked for basically labor. So you have children trafficked for sex, trafficked for labor going on under the nose of people like California Governor Gavin Newsom, who is a not only scum, as President Trump has called him, he's a greaseball as well.
Well, one of the questions is he aware? If he's aware, I guess he's saying that, what, this is just an acceptable political cost? Wow. 7:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker. Oh, wait. Before you start, Chuck, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. So first, 410-WCBM 680. Now, Chuck Whitaker.
Thank you. Brought to you as a service, Sabertes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Now we have three lanes moving by the accident scene, outer loop before Security Boulevard. They're still blocking the right lane, and with the construction there, there's no shoulder available. So we're still backed up back beyond 795. I looked at 795, and now we're slow there at the bridge at McDonough Road. So that's still a long delay. Once you get onto the Beltway, you still have to make it all the way down past the bridge at Windsor Mill Road before we pick up any kind of speed once again. The inner loop at Green Spring, not too bad. The Parkville side with the normal delays. Both the tunnels are still busy on the southbound side. But again, that's the normal heavy traffic. There is a new wreck. I don't quite see it, but I see the impact. BW Parkway northbound near Route 100, and traffic is really slow there on the northbound side. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready by checking your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it all done right there at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild, muggy start to the day, but temperatures continue to heat up, bringing that humidity, and it's going to be mid to upper 90s, heat index well over 100, which is going to cause a heat advisory. So it's going to be hot the next several days. We're looking at maybe some storms moving into the area on Thursday, so it may move some of this heat out of here, but it's going to be a blast furnace for the next 3 days. Right now, sunny, 81 in Stevensville. It's 79 and sunny in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. Today, we have WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug. Paul in Pennsylvania is our contestant. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going today?
Good, man.
Doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I think I'd like to follow up.
You like to follow in the lead or in the rear, right?
I'd like to follow up Chuck.
You'd like to follow up Chuck?
Yes.
You mean Chuck Whitaker?
That's the one.
Okay. I want to make sure we clarify
that's
what
he says.
Okay, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah. My buddy Paul.
Yeah. Here we go. Story number one. Jack Schlossberg, the grandson of President John F. Kennedy, no stranger to making waves, but his latest social media post involving Usha Vance, the wife of the vice president, has got a lot of people scratching their heads. Schlossberg raised eyebrows across the political spectrum when he posted he was having a son with Usha. Out of wedlock, no less.
Really?
Might even marry her. He doubled down with a digitally altered image of Usha holding a child, his face superimposed in the place of the babies. The caption read, "Little Jason and his mom. You never feel like you're ready to be a parent until one day you become one."
Okay.
Story two, a woman is suing the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels after claiming her 14-year-old cat was terrorized in its final days of life due to the group's performances in Seattle, Washington. The Blue Angels perform a few miles from the woman's home. She claimed the noise had been terrifying, and she told authorities she was a cat mom and is blaming the U.S. government for her cat's death.
Well, certainly.
In story three, Delaware Representative Sarah McBride has introduced a resolution making August 1st National Lesbians Visit the Zoo Day. According to McBride, more lesbians, on average, visit the zoos in our country than any other ethnic or demographic group in America. All right, story one. JFK's grandson claims he's having a son with Usha Vance. Story two, Seattle cat mom claims Blue Angels terrorized her dying pet. And story three, national lesbians go to zoo day, according to Delaware Rep. Sarah McBride. Chuck, you get to lead off.
That was Rosie O'Donnell, by the way.
I don't know. I think I like the idea of lesbians going to the zoo. That's a fun day, I think.
I see also happening at the zoo.
It is.
Yes.
I think the guy, number one, he's a goofball. He probably would say that. I'm going to say three.
All right, Chuck goes for story number three. Paul in Pennsylvania.
I'm going to have to go with number one.
Paul goes with number one, JFK's grandson, claiming he's having a son with Usha. Kristen?
I didn't see that particular post, but I do follow him, and he does post a lot of weird. I can't quite figure out what his agenda is, so I think that could be true, and I could see the crazy cat mom being true. I'm also going to go with number three.
Kristen goes for story three. Bruce?
Three, 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 three.
And number three for Bruce. Nobody votes for story number two, the cat mom claiming Blue Angels terrorized her dying pet. Yeah, it's been an ongoing thing for her for the last 3 years. She's written on the Blue Angels website. She was banned from that. She just has it in for the Blue Angels.
Gotta ask, what would Catman do?
As most Democrats do, apparently.
Yeah.
The entire Democrat Party out there did want to try to cancel the Blue Angels in Seattle, believe it or not. Story number one, Paul went for number one. That is a true story. Paul, sorry about that. Thanks for listening and playing the game. It is the Sarah McBride National Lesbians announce a plan to go to the zoo day today. Gotta watch out for those lesbian elephants at the zoo.
That should be fun to watch.
Yes, as Chuck wants to tickle the ivories, to say the least.
Speaking of the zoo, it is kind of interesting because, you know, the whole Kennedy family, like, totally betrayed and, like, left alone RFK Jr. when first he ran for president, and then even the worst crime, you know, first going against Biden, and then his worst crime of joining up with Trump. But they're all, like, completely crumbling and fighting, and there's infighting, and they're, like, falling apart publicly, maybe more than usual.
Yeah, America's royalty is
as dysfunctional as the British.
I mean,
as dysfunctional as the British royalty.
Yeah, they were proving it, you know.
single day.
Yeah,
but they've always been protected by the media. But now that they're just they're just directly communicating to people on social media, like, the media can't really hide them. So it's kind of funny.
It is. It's become a spectator sport now. Thanks, Kristen. 7:51. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the Democrats. Who are they pinning their 2028 hopes on? You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan
for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
752, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, we're really just here to fill the spaces between the time that Chuck Whitaker engages us all in witty banter and fills us in on the drive to work at 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Banter Johnson.
We're going to start changing the name to Traffic Rantings.
Yes.
That more suits
if
the...
If they would turn the camera to the left.
Yeah, don't get me started with that crap again. I'll tell you that right now. The right lane is still taken away as we get to our professional radio voice. The outer loop right before Security Boulevard. Still affecting the right lane. This vehicle at one point apparently was over the guardrail. They got him back out. He's on the shoulder. They have the wrecker there now. But because there's no shoulder available here before Security Boulevard, they're still blocking the right lane. We're still backed up to 795, and 795 is backed up to McDonough Road. The other wreck right now that's a problem, BW Parkway northbound. The wreck is very close to the ramp at Route 100 in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, model muggy start. It's going to heat up. Lots of humidity and high temperatures, mid to upper 90s. So heat index well over 100 today. So hydrate and dress coolly for the day today. Right now it is sunny and 78 in Severn and 79 in Middle River. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, who's going to be running as the Democrats' nominee come 2028? Well, it's a little early to tell, but it's not too early to speculate as to who might be interested. Just to our north, the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, sounds a whole lot like a candidate.
The difference between me and the president is he shows up in those areas, he talks a good game, and then when he gets to govern, he does the exact opposite. I was showing up in rural areas where Donald Trump was showing up, and he was pledging to not cut people off of Medicaid. And what's the first big thing he does? He goes and he cuts 310,000 Pennsylvanians off of Medicaid with this bill they just passed, including 154,000 in communities that voted for him.
So let's examine that for just 2 seconds. The people he cut off of Medicaid in Pennsylvania, they're divided into two groups primarily. One is illegal aliens who do not belong on Medicaid in the first place. And the second is individuals who are healthy and young and able to work who simply choose not to. Sorry, no sympathy for either half of that particular group, Governor Shapiro.
When I ran for office and he ran for office, we both ran with the support of local police. What have I done? I've hired more police. We've gotten them more training. We've brought crime down 38% in Pennsylvania. What did Donald Trump do? Literally, his first official action was to pardon people who assaulted cops on January 6th and sent some of those cops to their death.
Really? Seriously? Honestly.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Wouldn't it be nice if liar's pants actually did catch on fire?
Self-immolation, I think.
It really would just kind of special. One more from Shapiro. But again, this is all standard Democrat Canada kind of stuff. He now says that Donald Trump's approval among Republicans has dropped, folks, from 91% to 89%. And on that background, Shapiro says he's abandoned his base.
What Donald Trump has done with the power is turned his back on those communities that voted for him. He's abandoned them, and he has made their lives worse. My focus every day is on making their lives better.
All right, so clearly you have a candidate in the offing there. As Shapiro says, they should have chosen me as vice president last time around, and I've been set up to do this, but I'll be damned if I can let that yoo-hoo from Minnesota run away with this one this time around. But there's another guy who is making very much a candidate kinds of noises. I don't know if you remember some of the rhetoric around Abraham Lincoln. He talked about a new rebirth of freedom. This is obviously before many of us were around here, with the exception of perhaps one or two. But you listen to Ro Khanna give this speech.
The old guard needs to go. The old ways have not been working. This party needs a new rebirth. This party needs a rebirth to stand for human rights. This party needs a rebirth to stand for the working class. This party needs a rebirth to stand for people over the donor class. This party needs a rebirth to find our courage in standing up for immigrant rights instead of running away when people talk about immigration.
As Ro Khanna, who, again, that speech sounds like a candidate speech to me. You say two possibles there. One more soundbite from Ro Khanna.
I'm here to say that a new Democratic Party, a reborn Democratic Party, a populist Democratic Party, a multiracial Democratic Party, a Democratic Party that centers the working and middle class, a Democratic Party that looks like the future, is a Democratic Party that can lead us back to victory and lead us to a better America. It's time to take back our party and then to take back our country.
So there you have it, the first two at least probable candidates for 2028. There's another guy who's kind of in the wings. I think he's from Nebraska. The guy's name is Wade Johnson. So even if Shapiro doesn't do it, then you could have Roe versus Wade.
Never even heard of the guy.
Yeah, it's Roe versus Wade. I'll go back and do it again if I need to. It's Roe versus Wade.
Gotcha. Okay. J.D. Vance narrowly leads three Democrats already in the 2020 race, Buttigieg, Newsom, and AOC.
Did I say it's Roe versus Wade?
Yes, you did.
I thought I had, yeah.
I think it's to the point now it's ad nauseum.
Okay. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions are joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century. It's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing. By the way, they both have great financing available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. That's Roe versus Wade, by the way.
Coming up, it's more on the Cincinnati downtown attacks at 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Europeans will be buying $750 billion worth of U.S. energy. President Trump says that's just one part of a trade agreement with the European Union. With European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at his side, Mr. Trump also announced a 15% tariff to be imposed on imported European goods.
We've reached a deal. It's a good deal for everybody, I believe. And It's, I think you were saying this is probably the biggest deal ever reached in any capacity, trade or beyond trade.
It is.
It's a giant deal with lots of countries.
The EU chief echoing Mr. Trump's assessment.
It's a good deal. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It was tough negotiations. Yeah. I knew it at the beginning, and it was indeed very tough, but we came to a good conclusion for both sides. So again, congratulations and many thanks.
Other provisions, $600 billion more in European investments in the U.S. and the purchase of hundreds of billions of dollars in American military equipment. Israel announcing a daily 10-hour pause in military operations in certain parts of Gaza, the goal to allow more humanitarian aid in. Matthew Continetti with the American Enterprise Institute.
Hamas is doing everything to persist in this humanitarian crisis, attacking the food distribution centers run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation.
Continetti speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Georgia Republican Congressman Mike Collins joining the 2026 field, challenging Democratic Senator John Ossoff. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up about 20 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 83, and the S&P futures 11 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Outer loop of the Beltway is still slow, and at last check, it looks like they were still blocking the right lane, trying to remove this last vehicle from the wreck right before Security Boulevard. So we're still backed up into the area, not quite back to the ramp at 140, but pretty close. It's heavy just south of there once you clear Reisterstown Road, so it starts there. Doesn't get any better till you clear Security Boulevard. The southbound side of 795 could be slow as well. Just looked at the BW Parkway. It looks like they're still working on the wreck. It's moving, but it's slow. It's only two lanes, of course, northbound. And the wreck was on the parkway northbound near the ramp at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back to the mid to upper 90s. Lots of heat, lots of humidity. We'll keep the heat wave going through the middle of the week before we finally get a break on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is going to be a broilingly hot day today. Currently, you're taking a look at temperatures already in the 70s and higher. You have Severna Park right now looking at 73 degrees. Pikesville has 78. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and temperatures are expected to be, again, in the mid to high 90s. The heat index takes us up to around 105 to 107 degrees. City health officials say that 10 people are recovering from what they describe as a possible hazardous materials incident at a poultry processing plant in southwest Baltimore last night. The incident, which involved carbon dioxide, occurred at the Holly Poultry Plant in Wicomico. Of the 10, 5 were taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Fire crews eventually evacuated some 100 people from that plant. Baltimore City officials have opened several cooling shutters around the region as a code red extreme heat alert remains in effect through tomorrow. City officials say the code red extreme heat alerts are prompted when temperatures are considered to be dangerous. The forecast calls for today's high temps combined with the humidity to feel like 105 or 107 degrees. Residents urge to stay in the shade as much as possible and to stay hydrated and carry water whenever and wherever they go anywhere.
One person dead, a result of a Maryland Route 97 crash, happened in Carroll County early Saturday morning. State police were first on the scene. They confirmed that a van and a pickup truck had collided. The driver of the van died upon impact. The other driver was hospitalized. Officials have not said who was at fault. And the Baltimore Streetcar Museum has received city funding to build a new campus at a former Maryland and Pennsylvania roundhouse near its current campus located on Falls Road. The $165,000 museum funds received from Baltimore will enable the museum to begin initial work by buying the roundhouse. It was built back in 1910, more than 100 years ago. The roundhouse is located about half a mile from the site of the current museum. It's 806. Pick 3 lottery number, 788. Pick 4, 7947. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The road ahead much rockier for the Birds than Colorado as they open a tough 10-game stretch tonight at home against the first-place Jays. After Toronto, the O's go to Wrigley and Philly for six against the class of the National League. Meanwhile, yesterday at Camden Yards, it was Tyler O'Neill providing the pop.
Down low, that's right to his sweet spot.
That's one high and deep out to left field. That turned around. That ball is gone. Home runs in three straight games for Tyler O'Neill.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. O'Neill's two-run third-inning shot powered the Birds to a 5-1 series-clinching win over the Rockies. NFL news, at least 100 players face fines and possible suspension for allegedly selling their allotted tickets to this past year's Super Bowl 59 above face value. That is against league policy. Under an agreement between the league and the NFL Players Association, players who violated the rule will be fined 1.5 times the face ticket value and lose their allotted tickets to the next two Super Bowls. And finally, Leyla Fernandez cruising to a straight set win in the D.C. Open yesterday, a tournament that will be remembered for this one-liner delivered by the great Venus Williams on why she came back to the tour in the first place.
I had to come back for the insurance because they informed me earlier this year I'm on Cobra. So I was like, I got to get my benefits on. Started training.
And Cobra ain't cheap. Coming up in 30 minutes, will college football fans come out to see a coach? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And thanks for joining us, inviting us into your home, in your workplace, in your vehicle, just or in your ears. You're out there working out this morning or something. And,
yeah.
You know, to The Morning Drive. Thanks for making us your choice today. All right, so you can call us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, I don't know if you've seen the video. It went viral over the weekend of this downtown free-for-all in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Jazz Festival. We'll be discussing that. Also, Democrats are still trying. I think they're walking into the Trump-Epstein trap, personally. And Maryland Democrats also included in that. And coming up at the end of the hour, California medical professionals were arrested interfering with an ICE arrest. Just they just won't learn their lesson. And plus your calls and comments here, but the lead story here is this what happened in Cincinnati. Have you seen the video yet?
No, I've not.
So there's a big event each and every year. One of the biggest events in Cincinnati, it's called the Cincinnati Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. And it's held near the where the Reds play in an area called the Banks. And the Banks in Cincinnati is, you know, just a bad section of town. There's a lot of crime. Police are known to go there because it's you have to patrol there because that's where a lot of the crime takes place in Cincinnati. Well, apparently at this jazz festival, I don't know whether it was a spillover if the Reds were playing or at the jazz festival, two groups were squaring off. There was a white group and a black group. And they start jawing at each other, predominantly the men. And then the white dude takes a slap at the black dude, and then the black dude throws a punch at the white dude, and it really should have been between those two idiots because that's what they were. If you're gonna argue and you're gonna start by hitting somebody or slapping somebody, then you better be prepared to back yep. up, you know. Otherwise, because the black dude he went after the white dude and hit him, but then all hell broke loose. Both groups started just wailing on each other, including women. And at the end, there was a white woman that was knocked unconscious, blood streaming from her mouth. And the other guy was dazed and confused. He had his lights, he was very dizzy from the repeated punches in the head. They were both on the ground. They were being kicked, stomped on, et cetera. And here is the president of Cincinnati's Fraternal Order of Police, Ken Kober, addressing the video.
A great video that shows exactly what occurred. And I think that these people are going to be brought to justice.
Yeah, I mean, and both white and black. This isn't a single race thing. Investigators are working around the clock to identify everybody that was involved and try to locate these people.
These investigators have been working around the clock to identify everybody that's involved, to be able to locate those people, to be able to interview them, to be able to get a true picture of exactly what occurred.
But they still need some help because some of the people in the video, you can't really see their faces, but people that were there know who these people are.
There are still some people that have not been identified. And what I ask is that the public, you know, play a part in this because stuff like this shouldn't happen in our city. But when it does, we need people to step forward. That way we can bring these people to justice.
Yeah, because, you know, you had, and I think what's disturbing the most, we'll get to what Kober is upset at, is only one call was made to 911. One call. And then the emergency communication center wasn't manned, wasn't staffed that night. So you got this huge event.
The emergency.
And the emergency communication center there was nobody working there that night. All right, there's more to come on this.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, it is. So if you've not seen the video, you should check it out. Give it a look-see and back and call us and let us know how you feel about it. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Yeah. I mean, imagine that conversation. We have a major event going on, so let's leave the emergency center unmanned tonight.
No, by the way, a Democrat runs that city.
Amazing. 813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM Traffic Weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Outer loop, right before Security Boulevard, they're still blocking the right lane. That wreck's been there for a good while now, so we're still backed up to 795 and the bottom end of 795. They'll still have the impact. You still need to be to the center and the left side of the roadway. The right lane is blocked on the outer loop before Security Boulevard. We're back here at the BW Parkway looking at the traffic heading north, and that backup is still there. The wreck is up around Route 100, and at one point, just a couple of minutes ago, one report said it was still just one lane on the northbound side. Pretty good size backup there for the traffic eventually coming up from Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild and muggy start leading up to heat and humidity today. Mid to upper 90s with a heat index over 100. And it's going to be a blast furnace, as I said earlier this morning, next couple of days till we get to maybe Thursday where a storm might bring some relief. Right now, sunny and 80 already in the city, and it is 78 in Severn. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
gentlemen, it's 8:15 on a Monday morning. Once again, it's time for us to find out exactly which loon has really lost it. They didn't send them to the free show at the circus, so let's head to the circus if we could. Please enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring, because this is a special one, and she's a return guest here. Give her a big welcome as the clown car enters, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Rosie O'Donnell, who seems to specialize, now that she's left the country, in these flights of fancy, he says politely. In these delusions, he says more accurately.
Fascism has a foothold in America. And unless we all use our voices and stand up, we're going to lose our country. I had to move to Ireland because I knew he has an obsession with me.
What?
I think Trump believes that his presidency is a reality show. You're done. You're fired.
Of course, he has an obsession with you, Rosie. Who wouldn't? I mean, all they have to do is just go onto any internet site and enter Rosie O'Donnell bikini. Who wouldn't be going for that? I gotta tell you, Rose, you're something else. Or as Donald Trump would say,
kiss my ass.
There, pretty much. That's it. Rosie, get back in the clown car and get out of here. He's obsessed with me?
No. Recently, it came out that when Rosie was on The View with Barbara Walters, Barbara Walters, according to President Trump, would complain about Rosie. You know, she was just a narrow viewpoint, wasn't willing to really debate people, just was just obnoxious, basically, in her views and in her presentation. And so Trump, I guess that Barbara Walters was siding with him, and he said something publicly about Barbara Walters with and Rosie O'Donnell, and she denied it. She denied she said it, and then took Rosie's side publicly on The View. In the spat with then businessman Donald Trump. So that's how this animosity all began with Trump and Rosie and The View.
Yeah.
Because Barbara Walters told him one thing, allegedly, privately, to then businessman Trump, and then publicly said something entirely different.
I'd heard actually that he'd pulled her pigtails.
Well,
so it's a little different story, but probably
she might actually have one. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after the hour on the morning drive with Casey.
80-mile-an-hour fastball.
And Elliot. Mike in Bel Air.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thanks for holding.
So, appreciate getting on the show. But I'm just driving back down from New Jersey, heading back into Maryland right now. And you guys have mentioned earlier in about an hour earlier than last hour about the children.
Yes.
Had gone up from 300 some thousand to 450,000. That's a half a times more than what it was. I can't contemplate. That's almost the population of Baltimore City.
Right.
Yeah.
When you stop and think about it, I can't contemplate the kids being out there like that. And people like Shapiro and stuff like that. I mean, if I was a Republican, he's found 13,000. That's a drop in a bucket. That's good, but it's a drop in a bucket.
Yeah,
but I can't imagine the Democrats. If I was a Republican, I would pound that home all the way to the midterms.
Well,
children? I asked Shapiro, where are the children?
Right. I think you're absolutely right about that. First off, you put them at risk by opening up your borders and sending the message that they can make this dangerous trip or trek through jungles, through deserts, having to endure the rape trees in the southwestern deserts, and then to be only to be sold either as sex slaves or labor slaves. And some of these NGOs that they hand the children over to are putting them right back in the hands of the cartels. Where they then have to work off the money that there was used to get them across the border. And they'll do it there were 10 kids, I think, at that California weed farm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There are others that now have been pulled out of other areas. So, this is criminal. It's unconscionable that any person, and watching Joe Biden kiss babies on the head, it makes me want to puke.
Yeah.
Yes. But my whole thing of it is, this is an American problem right now.
Yes.
Biden created it, but it's an American problem. Why are not both sides trying to fix
they
this
should.
Problem to find the kids?
The Democrat and Republican. You find a handful of Democrats, maybe, and you find some Republicans, but the entire, both parties should be, look, we're the number one sex trafficking destination in the world.
Yeah.
Number one. And there's a reason for that. Because there are a lot of politicians and judges and law enforcement and others that have been bribed to look the other way. We need to identify those, root them out, and put them in jail for a long period of time and send a message.
Never see the light of day again.
Mike, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. It's 20 minutes after the hour. More on this attack in Cincinnati and what comes next in just a second. I want to talk about Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. And Vinny is going to be able to sell your home for the price that you want in the time frame that you want. But once you both agree on that asking price and in that time frame and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's guaranteed to sell. Vinny guarantees it. And he can guarantee it because he's got tens of thousands of buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So that's why before it hits the open market, the MLS, or anything else, most people's homes are sold even before they know it, as soon as they list with Vinny Steele. It's days and weeks, maybe not months, not years. In one case, we had a person said their house was on the market for a year. How does that happen? It's just crazy. But anyway, Vinny has got all sorts of programs. And the trade-in your home program, the sell your home, stay in your home up to 12 months program, and the fixer-upper program. He'll explain all the details of those programs in addition to the buyer's database. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck just coming in. It's going to be close to the Harford County, Baltimore County line. Baldwin Mill Road near Sweet Air Road. So right there, it's a little bit tricky right at that intersection. So heads up for that. They're just dispatching that out. Baltimore County is headed that way. Still trying to look at the delays continuing, and it looks like the backup is still there on the BW Parkway northbound. The wreck was up at Route 100. I'm looking at the camera at 100 right as you're coming north. So the wreck is beyond that, and it's more stopped than it is go right now. It's been very slow for a while coming northbound, maybe going over to 95 or picking up Route 1 as a northbound detour route. The Beltway, of course, still slow. We had the big wreck early this morning on the outer loop on the right side, right before Security Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Again, hot, humid today. Mid to upper 90s. Heat index well over 100. So hydrate and dress accordingly. Right now, sunny 80 in Arnold, and it is 78 in Reisterstown. We're talking about the Cincinnati Jazz Festival, where whites and blacks squared off. Basically, two groups, but you know, one guy started and the other guy tried to finish it. But then it devolved into entire groups of people wailing on each other. And then you had a white woman, I saw the video, lying unconscious, blood streaming from her mouth. No one initially stopped to help her. They were all on the phones. The phones all get whipped out, and everybody wants to record it and be the first to post it on social media instead of calling 911. Here's Cincinnati FOP President Ken Kober.
How do you not call 911? How do you not try to render some aid? I mean, you have a woman that is knocked unconscious. It's just crazy to me that we live in a society that, you know, people would rather take video than actually try to stop something from happening or intervening and try to render aid. It's just, to me, it's pretty disgusting.
Eventually, a black woman does come over, try to pull off another black woman off, stomping the victim, is already unconscious, and then a white woman comes in and lifts her head and tries to render aid. But by that time, the damage had already been done. And now I think charges need to be brought on all sides.
Yeah. I get that people want to film stuff. They want to be able to put it on Facebook or TikTok or whatever else. But the fact that nobody there was calling 911 is what's really disturbing. I believe that charges are going to be coming here very soon.
Harmeet Dillon says she's a part of the Civil Rights Division in the DOJ. Says they're looking into investigating this vicious attack. But this is we've seen this before. We're seeing it in airports, in fast food restaurants. We're seeing wild mobs because somebody got their order wrong, or because they don't like what somebody said, and they're just ganging up on people and attacking them in mobs. Now, in this particular case, the white dude started it with a slap, and the black dude then finished it with a punch, and that should have been it.
It should have been it.
Once you hit somebody and you knock them to the ground, that's it. Okay? You've already established your dominance. Marcus of Queensbury rules. But that doesn't happen here. Then, once the guy's down on the ground, here comes the mob to stomp, to kick in the head. It's like pack animals on both sides. This isn't being racially, I'm not racially directing this. We see this on both sides, and whatever happened to civility in our society.
And one of the things that's troubling, it's troubled me since I was a kid, is this lack of involvement. I don't really want to get involved. I could be a spectator, now it's extended to, I can be a spectator and make myself famous on YouTube. I mean, remember the name Kitty Genovese? In the 1950s, 1956, I think. She was a woman who was raped in the middle of a housing complex, out in the public, in the windows all around. Nobody lifted a damn finger.
Right.
I mean, since then, that kind of, it's not my job.
Yeah, people don't want to get involved. Now they're going to get sued. But now it's this pack mentality, if you will, and I hope that every single one of them are charged that did that. And the other issue is nobody there at the Emergency Communication Center. When you needed somebody, when you had that kind of fracas going down, it's just crazy. Let's go to Herb in Baltimore. Good morning, Herb.
Hey, Herb.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. The thing I wanted to talk about real quick, and I've tried to call in about this before. You know, everybody's all upset about these the Epstein files and about the children, which is terrible, that were abused and used, you know, these pedophiles had them and all, which I think is terrible. Any child that's been in that situation is terrible. But just listen to what I'm saying. This was a private guy, not working in the government, who had people from the government and other people from all around the world going in his place. Now, contrast that to what Biden had done, and people in his administration knowing what happened with, now you're saying 450,000
yes.
children are went missing that we know are more likely have gone to either sex trafficking, have been put into different places for work. And I've even heard different reports about, you know, they traffic these people and use them for parts. And think about the millions, not hundreds of thousands, but millions of women and young girls and even and boys that were abused, sexually abused, before they ever got to America. Some of them never made it because they were sexually abused. That right there, the government knowing it, being involved in it, is, to me, far more important and should be looked at far more and get a lot more press.
You and I agree, but let me just say this. They're part and parcel the same problem. Yeah. You have private customers. You have public government customers. You have cartels. So, but this is government sanctioned. When you bring unaccompanied minors over here and you hand them over to HHS and they hand them to the NGOs, there's no guarantee. You are then condemning those children to a life of some kind of slavery, be it labor, be it sex or whatever. And I think when it's government sanctioned, clearly it is. It's all bad. But both problems feed each other. Herb, I got to run. Coming up on a hard break here, but thanks so much for your feedback. Appreciate it. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland State Police are investigating the death of a woman whose body was found inside a car on I-695 in Baltimore County yesterday morning. State police say they found the woman's body inside a Jeep Wrangler. was parked on the outer loop of the Beltway. They say she was lying in the back seat of the Jeep. No other details have been released. City health officials say 10 people are recovering from what they describe as a possible hazardous materials incident at a poultry processing plant in South Baltimore last night. Incident, which involved carbon dioxide, occurred at the Holly Poultry Plant on Columbia Street. Of the 10, 5 were taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. 5 fire crews then evacuated some 100 people from the plant. Cause of the incident remains under investigation. Baltimore City officials have opened several cooling shelters around the region as this code red extreme heat alert remains in effect through tomorrow. City officials say the code red extreme heat alerts are prompted when the temperatures are considered to be dangerous. Forecast calls for today's high temps in the mid to high 90s. Combined with the humidity, it should feel like between 105 and 107 degrees. Residents urged to stay in the shade as much as possible and to stay hydrated and carry water wherever they go. One person dead as a result of the Maryland Route 97 crash that happened this past weekend. Happened in Carroll County early Saturday morning. State police first on the scene. They confirmed that a van and a pickup truck collided. The driver of the van died upon impact. The other driver was hospitalized. Officials have not said who is at fault. And the Baltimore Streetcar Museum has received city funding to build a new campus at a former Maryland and Pennsylvania roundhouse near its current campus location on Falls Road. The $165,000 the museum is receiving from Baltimore will enable the museum to begin initial work by buying the roundhouse that was built back in 1910. The roundhouse is located about half a mile from the site of the current museum. Pick 3 lottery number. Your pick three numbers 788. Your pick 4, 7947. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
The recent changes in the law makes it more important than ever to have a safe for your cash, jewelry, and important documents. Take advice from my friend Bill and buy a safe from Crestlock.com. He no longer keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with fire and burg ratings. We have a full selection of gun safes, too. We are located at 10015 Plasky Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. We can recommend the best safe to fit your needs.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love, seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworms, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
I jumped the gun just a bit, Gary. It's 8:33, traffic and weather on the 3s first, and then Stein on Sports. Chuck?
It can wait. Age before beauty. You know how it is. The northbound BW Parkway, the wreck after the ramp at Route 100. Still see a police car there in the left-hand lane, or at least on the shoulder. So very slow as you're coming up from Route 32 on the parkway going north. It looks like traffic may be getting by with both lanes open. But in the meantime, the police car there with the flashing lights at least is crowding that left-hand lane. The wreck on the Beltway finally is gone from the outer loop before Security Boulevard. We're making a little progress there. Baltimore County with the new wreck, they've now arrived at Baldwin Mill Road at Sweet Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back to the mid to upper 90s. Lots of heat, lots of humidity. We'll keep the heat wave going through the middle of the week before we finally get a break on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds open a four-game set tonight with the Majors' best team as the Blue Jays come to town with MLB's best record and a 5.5-game lead over the Yanks in the East. Amid trade rumors swirling around Camden Yards, multiple reports of the Padres interested in Ramon Laureano and Charlie Morton, the Cubs are looking at Sir Anthony Dominguez. Hall of Fame class of 2025 inducted yesterday at Cooperstown. Headlined by tongue-in-cheek grievances from two of the inductees. First, the great C.C. Sabathia.
Thank you to the baseball writers. Thank you to the fans out there. And thank you most of all to the great players sitting behind me. I am so proud and humbled to join you as a Hall of Famer. Even Ichiro, who stole my Rookie of the Year award in 2001.
And then it was Ichiro's turn, taking the lone writer who didn't vote him in to task.
3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers. Well, all but one of you.
Only one player, by the way, has ever been unanimously elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and it wasn't Babe Ruth or Henry Aaron. It was Mariano Rivera in 2019. Ravens full throttle today at Owings Mills as the pads come out. Let's hope they can ease off the gas on the pre-snap penalties. Last year, 32% of Baltimore's 132 penalties came before the ball was snapped. That was the highest percentage in the league. On Saturday, the offense was flagged for 5 false starts in the 11-on-11 and 7-on-7 drills, including once from its own 1-yard line. Meanwhile, Roquan Smith at the mic on Saturday on this year's version of the Ravens' defense.
We're a special unit, and there's 20 guys that can really play out there. So, like, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of different combinations, whether that's linebackers, safeties, D-ends, D-tackles, or whatever the case may be. This is probably the most talented defense that I've, like, been on. So I'm excited about the opportunity.
NASCAR 400 at the Indianapolis Speedway yesterday. Bubba Wallace making NASCAR history.
Here they come off of turn four. The Brickyard belongs to Bubba. Wallace wins at Indy. And he's going to the playoffs.
Wallace becoming the first black driver to win at the Brickyard, punching his ticket to the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. And finally, with college football fans coming out to see a coach. Well, apparently they will at Chapel Hill. UNC announcing yesterday that on Friday, all tickets for Tar Heels football games this season at Keenan Stadium, coached by the grumpy lobster boat captain, are sold out. The earliest point ever for the program to be sold out in its history. The time now is 8:37. When we return, we actually can't call him the grumpy lobster boat captain anymore.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the question is, can the grumpy lobster boat captain take his name with him to North Carolina? Because there are no lobsters. They're not known for their lobsters in North Carolina, right? So what are we going to do here? So I looked it up. So the official saltwater fish of North Carolina is called the channel bass, also known as the red drum. So we can try to kind of figure that out. But I think there's more here with the freshwater fish in North Carolina. There are three of them that are most known. One is called the white crappie. The other one is called the black crappie. Mm-hmm. And the third one is called the red breast sunfish. So I think from among those three, we can probably figure something out.
Yeah.
I would depend on you guys because you guys...
Well, they do have crabs in North Carolina.
Well, they do.
You can keep it in the shellfish family if you want.
I like crappie a little better.
I knew you were going there.
Figure that out somehow.
I knew he'd be shellfish about this.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, did you see last week the president signed an executive order on NIL?
Yes.
And got a lot of praise from Nick Saban on that. So they're trying to kind of rein that in a little bit and see if they can do that.
The president can do anything, apparently. Yeah. Hey, by the way, before I go real quick, I did want to mention this. I saw this on Facebook. The story of Ofer Calderon. Have you heard of this?
No. Mm-mm.
Spent 484 days as a hostage in a dark underground tunnel in Gaza without a single glimpse of sunlight. Yesterday, he rode through the final stage of the Tour de France on the Champs-Élysées.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Unbelievable.
Feel good story. Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Well, the Trump-Epstein link. First of all, here's the reality. Trump and Epstein knew each other socially in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Sometime shortly before 2005, Trump discovered exactly what a slime Epstein is, or was. And in 2005, among other things, he kicked him out of his club, saying never come back, and characterized publicly the guy as a slime ball. He wanted nothing at all to do with him. That's the history. Since 2005, Nada.
Well, there's also a little bit of a wrinkle to that because Virginia Giuffre, who was one of the whistleblowers, one of the victims who recently allegedly committed suicide, she was working at Mar-a-Lago as a masseuse when Ghislaine Maxwell discovered her. And so when Trump got wind that Ghislaine and Giuffre were trying to recruit girls from his club, that's when you're not welcome here anymore. Out you go.
See ya. And that pretty much finished it. Well, that doesn't seem to bother the people, for example, the New York Times, because for them, time frame is not relevant. Sequence of events is not relevant. History is not relevant. Here's a columnist for the New York Times, a guy named Jamil Bowie. I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He says, well, there's no defense at all that's good when you're trying to defend against the obvious links between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein.
I honestly find this approach, the approach of many Republicans defending the president, to be so strange, because it is just documented fact that Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein had a long, friendly relationship. They were good friends. In fact, given the evidence we have about the relationship, you can make a good case that Jeffrey Epstein was one of a handful of people that Trump considered to be a genuine friend.
Okay, again, what year was that, sir? Again, there's no time frame on this.
They travel the same social circles. Elon Musk was in that. Yeah. Bill Gates was in that
Times did Trump show up at the island? Zippo.
Zero.
Zero.
He did fly on his plane back and forth from New York to Palm Beach a couple of times. That's on the flight logs. But again, the guy he was best buddies with was Les Wexner, the guy that owned Limited Company, Limited Stores, Victoria's Secret. That's the guy that apparently he left everything to Jeffrey Epstein when he died.
He gave him the home, apparently.
He gave him the most expensive piece of real estate in the Upper East Side, a mansion in New York, in Manhattan.
Yeah, well, and that's special. I wish we all had friends like that. But then this guy, Jamil, goes on to say, well, you know what? What's surprising about this is why it's happening now. Why, when the links were obvious in 2016 and 2020, why didn't we exploit that then?
Really, the question for me is why this wasn't litigated in the previous two or three elections he was in. Why are we now? Why is this now a scandal when it's been in the public record for a while?
Yeah, for a while. Also in the public record is what we've just noted. That back in 2005, it was like, you're persona non grata here. Get out of my club. Never come back. You're a slime ball. And I don't want to see you ever again. 2005, folks. That's when that occurred. But, of course, the New York Times, time frame doesn't matter.
Yeah, and
2005 is the day before yesterday.
Based on what Ghislaine Maxwell does or doesn't say, we'll see if they'll reopen the investigation by the DOJ. The other is, I would like to see the sweetheart deal that he got in 2008 by then U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta in Florida. Miami Herald identified 80 girls, 80, as being victims of Jeffrey Epstein in that area alone of South Florida. Can you imagine what it was worldwide?
Horrible. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, the man has traffic at his fingertips because he goes through parking lots touching all your cars.
That's per voice.
That's true, though, isn't it?
Not far off, but it's per voice.
Okay.
Northbound BW Parkway, still up there in the left-hand lane after Route 100, and now they're saying there was some debris that was left over from the wreck. So it's still kind of just a single lane to the right. The ramp lane coming on from 100 is also slow, so we're still backed up. You'll still have a delay as you're working your way north from Route 32. They're setting up some construction now towards Annapolis. Route 450 may be down to one lane through the midday as you're traveling in that area at Crownsville Road. Keep in mind, Baltimore County still with the wreck at Baldwin Mill Road at Sweet Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild and muggy today. Hot, humid, upper 90s. Heat index well over 100. Temperatures are going to stay there till maybe Thursday when a storm moves through the area. Hopefully cooling things down a bit because we're going to need it by then, to say the least. And right now, of course, we're well on our way. It is hot. It is humid. It is 81 in the city and 79 in Pikesville. Time for our feel-good news of the day.
I need some good.
And we'd like to welcome a brand new sponsor to WCBM and sponsor of the Feel Good News segment each and every day. And that is Town Appliance off of Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. A 27-year-old woman in TikTok is going viral after she casually mentioned in a video that she originally met her husband of 7 years after picking him up as a hitchhiker while she was in Australia for school. Imagine. Here's Maddie Kaczmarek telling her story.
I met my husband while he was hitchhiking. I was 3 days into studying abroad in Australia, and my husband was there at a music festival, and he had gone out that night with his friends, and he was on the side of the corner trying to catch an Uber home, but the rates were too high, so they thought they would just start walking and then try to hitchhike back to their Airbnb. My friend had a little bit to drink, and she encouraged us to just pull over. I don't really remember that, if I'm being honest. But then they got in our car, and I was driving a rental car back to our Airbnb, which happened to be in the same direction, and literally like right down the street. And the rest is history. We went on a date 3 weeks later, officially in Sydney, and we just never stopped talking and like fell madly in love.
Yeah, you wow. never know. When it's right, you know it. That's the only thing they keep telling us, right?
Yep.
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, by the way, there was a post over the weekend I thought I'd mention. Dan Bongino, he posted this on X under his FBI director, Deputy Director Bongino account. During my tenure here as the Deputy Director of the FBI, I have repeatedly relayed to you that things are happening that might not be immediately visible, but they are happening. The Director and I are committed to stamping out public corruption and the political weaponization of both law enforcement and intelligence operations. It is a priority for us. But what I have learned in the course of our properly predicated and necessary investigations into these aforementioned matters has shocked me down to my core. We cannot run a republic like this. I'll never be the same after learning what I've learned. End of quote.
Wow.
Now, I don't know whether this is
a little enigmatic,
an authentic revelation, or whether this is a little CYA because he's getting a lot of heat over the. But it seems to me this is the deputy director who cried wolf. When Dan was a podcaster, and he was one of the best podcasters, conservative podcasters right. in the country, he repeatedly did stories about Epstein, about FBI corruption. In fact, he interviewed whistleblowers within the FBI, like Steve Friend and others. So I don't know why he's shocked. And he says, it shocked me down to my core. I mean, we all knew this
right.
going in, that this FBI had been weaponized, that not all, but many of them inside working in the FBI were corrupt. Not only the FBI, but CIA, NSA, you name it, all the other alphabet agencies. So I don't understand all of a sudden why he feels like he's shocked down to the core here when he was part of this. So was Kash Patel. He wrote Government Gangsters. That was the book.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you write Government Gangsters and then get into the FBI and all of a sudden you're shocked of what you learn and what you see?
I've seen out of Casablanca.
Now, I can understand, I think Donald Trump, when he talked about the deep state, had no idea how deep it really was. How entangled it really is right, through all levels right, of government. Right. I could get that. I understand that. But for Cash and Bongino that has spent years covering this kind of stuff, as we have, nothing would shock me once I got into the FBI. Now, you might be shocked by certain individuals. Maybe you thought they were friendlies and they weren't. But I just think this is the deputy director who cried wolf.
It's like that scene from Casablanca. I was shocked to find out there's gambling going on here.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Well, how can you be shocked? You were doing this every day for a long time.
All right, Law Offices, Michael A. Freeman, there for you 24-7 should you need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. For 40 years, Michael, Marcia, his wife, Stephen, his son, his daughter-in-law, Rachel Alpert Freeman, and the other associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries, they even have an ex-insurance employee on staff there because they know just how to deal with the insurance companies, what their game is, and trying to deny you, you know, diminution of value of your car if it's been totaled. A lot of firms won't deal with that. Finding doctors, advancing medical costs, battling the insurance companies. Look, their goal is to get you well. Their goal's priority is your recovery. But they also want to make sure that you're taken care of. The damages that you have had from your car, from lost wages, from work, whatever the case may be. And, you know, a lot of these cases settle out of court, but in some cases they don't. And Michael and Stephen and Rachel are ready to go litigate. If that needs to be done, they'll do that as well. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there. One of Maryland's top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year, the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. Check out their website. It's informative. It's helpful. And it's maflaw.com.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party, if they think that somebody can win, they don't care if they're communists, they don't care if they're anti-Semites, they are willing to, under their big tent, welcome anybody as long as they perceive them winning. That's your Democrat Party. We don't care what you represent as long as it's anti-Trump, anti-American, and you can win.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:52, Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. Coming up right after the top of the hour, of course, Kim Klasick live. Kim is in from 9 till noon, and then Rob Carson from noon till 3. Rob, always a calm, cool, collected voice of reason right here.
He actually is on vacation this week.
Oh, is he? All
right. Rob's on vacation. He is moving to the D.C. Northern Virginia area.
Oh, good deal.
So he's going to be in the neighborhood, so we'll see a lot more of Rob. There's a series of guests, I think Mary Walter and others. I think Ken Matthews is also going to be filling in this week as well, so stay tuned for that. By the way, Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day at WCBM.com, our Rumble and Facebook pages. And don't forget, it is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
8:53 right now. Some people think this is the very best of the Morning Drive right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And this is Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Charles.
As long as the cameras are turned in the proper direction. Angle.
And you know what? There's no problems at the plaza.
Don't start that again. I had a headache about an hour ago. Now you got to bring a headache back.
I'm so sorry.
It's actually gone about 3 feet further south than my neck, but it's all right.
He is such an insensitive guy, Chuck, you know? He's so insensitive.
He is. He really is.
Yeah.
You know, but he's been that way since I've known him when he was down there off Admiral Drive. But thought
you know
he was
what?
A star then, too.
If push came to shove, if you were to fall down, he would help pick you up after he laughed at you for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then backed over you with the car a couple times.
Yes.
In the meantime, BW Parkway northbound, the wreck is gone now after Route 100, so that's improving. Southbound is still a little bit slow going down through the same area towards 100 Arundel Mills and down to Route 32. No explanation for that, but there is some heavy traffic just now arriving southbound in that same area. Beltway starting to clear out most parts. Not too bad right now at the Harbor Tunnel. Southbound, Baltimore County still working on the wreck at Baldwin Mill Road and Sweet Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Okay, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid today, mid to upper 90s, heat index at 100, and temperature going to stay all that way till Thursday. Yeah, look at her. She is all, she may just want to call it in today. Hit the boat early, I'm telling you. 81 in Annapolis.
I look her in the foam of her glove here, you know.
in Columbia. And just remember these days when it's icy and 9 degrees outside.
I won't remember any of it, I'm sure.
Are you going to actually get in some snow angels today, just that way you have in the bank?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Sand angels. Yeah. Kim, what's coming up this morning?
Oh, so much to talk about. Oh, my gosh. Where to begin? Governor Wes Moore, now the VP chair. Is that right?
It's yeah.
The Governor's Association?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I, you know, some people are looking at it like, okay, this guy does not deserve, you know, this kind of award, really, for the job that he's been doing. But I think, in a way, this is great. Because people are going to really start looking at him as a governor, I think, in Maryland, maybe in other states. Because I think he's still going to run for president in 2028.
Yeah.
I think that is true.
Yeah.
But once they see exactly what he's been doing here, because even Pete Buttigieg put a post up over the weekend, which I responded. And Pete Buttigieg is blaming Trump for the electricity prices. And I said, no, 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 sir. Here in the state of Maryland, I kind of broke it down a little bit. And I think that people are going to see what Governor Moore is doing and the fact that he's not fiscally responsible. So I think this is a good thing at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think, well, it might be a good thing as far as exposing him. It's going to be a bad thing maybe for his political ambition, because we've had a couple of other governors from Maryland that have served as head of the same group. I think Martin O'Malley.
O'Malley did,
yeah,
I think,
did.
Yeah.
And I think we had, wasn't Larry Hogan part of the national governor?
Yeah, he was up there.
Yeah, he was up there, and both of them flamed out, so, you know.
Yeah.
Probably a good thing.
It was the kiss of death.
She says with a big smile.
A big smile.
I know.
And that comes
so
up from River Finger again.
Yesterday. I shouldn't be doing that. Anyway, so, and then also Federal Hill, the gunshots that were heard in Federal Hill, a young lady was shot. I have a hunch on what's going on here in Fed Hill, and we're going to talk about this, but those business owners have got to be upset with how things are going. Right now, it is safer for you to stand outside in West Baltimore than it is at Federal Hill.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a, you know, just an innocent bystander.
Unless you're using, and then that's a whole different story.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Don't, yeah. I think about that part. But yes, yes. But as far as bullets flying, you know, it's safer to stand outside of West Baltimore. So we're going to talk about that. And then also, Elon Musk is continuing with this America Party situation. I don't know. There's some races that are right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just feel like this could end up losing the slim majority in the House and Senate.
It's the best way to get more Democrats elected.
Yep. I know. So we're going to talk about that, too.
All right. Very good. Up next at 9 o'clock, Kim Klasick. So out in California, ICE was in pursuit of an illegal alien who then runs into a medical center.
Right.
Okay. He was not a patient at the medical center, but he runs into the medical center because he knows that he'll probably get sanctuary or some help. And sure enough, a doctor and or physician assistant and a nurse come to his aid. And in fact, one of them, I think it was the male, the doctor, puts his hand on the chest of one of the ICE agents and interfering with the federal agents, which is a felony, by the way. It's against the law. And the California U.S. Attorney, Bill Asaley, tells us what happened.
He ran from the agents, ran into the clinic, and these workers went out of their way to obstruct and block and assault our officers to keep him from being apprehended. That's what actually happened.
Yeah, and he went on to warn people, stay out of the federal agent's way while they're doing their job.
If you get in our way, if you lay a hand on a federal agent, if you touch them, you will be arrested and you will be charged.
And Sally went on to say that it's elected officials, people like Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass and others, Chris Van Hollen and other Democrats that are kind of ginning up the this kind of resistance towards the federal agents.
Politicians in California have conditioned the public to believe that it is okay to stand up to the federal government, that we are somehow an oppressive force. We've seen assaults go up over 800% against our agents. It is unacceptable. It will not stand. And we will commit the resources necessary to enforce the rule of law and to enforce immigration operations in our state.
It's amazing people would think that. It's just amazing to me that people would think that.
Yeah, if you don't like the law, I get it. You don't like the law, you don't agree with the law, but you know, work to get the law changed. Do not take the law into your own hands and start assaulting federal agents, doxing them, interfering with their arrest, because people are going to get hurt and have been hurt.
Imagine if this is just a bank robber and a cop. I mean, another law enforcement agent chasing somebody who is accused of illegal behavior, and the bank robber runs in. Would that same thing happen, or is this special now? If you're an illegal alien, we'll protect you. If you're a bank robber, we won't. I mean, what on earth are people thinking?
Yeah.
You have a law enforcement official chasing after a bad guy. Stay the hell out of the way.
Kim Clayson coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.